two.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of the podcasting game. Super Ugly Show, Tommy.
Woo! How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. It's Tuesday.
Holy shit! Fucking Richie Super Ugly Show!
Yo.
What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie, not you, asshole.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is in. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is.
You're a fucking mental patient.
Camel toe is in.
Fuck you guys. Super Ugly Show.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like Rocky. That's part of the show. It's part of my thing.
Come on. No. No. Come on.
I'm here to piss off people.
How valuable is human life, really?
Yeah.
Fucking Rocky. Yes.
Just say this. I gave up on jerking off.
Yeah,
I'm fucked. I am fucked. Just say
this. Super Ugly Show.
What up? What up? Merry Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Merry fucking Thanksgiving.
I wore my Thanksgiving gear because what is that?
Probably this.
It was that.
Are those headphones?
Yeah, it was those fucking headphones. You got the Skype open, Rich, in case anybody wants to call. Which is a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Merry Thanksgiving to all you. All right, I got the Skype open if you want to call. Don't call it some bullshit, though.
Does the mic work?
Yeah, I'll hang right up on you fucking assholes. Call with something good.
Right up on you, you sons of bitches.
How's everybody doing?
Why am I like all the way over? I fucking don't like this.
What's up, pilgrims? All right.
Holy over. You fucking got me all fucking.
We got a special guest here tonight. No, he's not that special. What's up, John?
He's special, Rich. Happy don't talk down upon him like that.
My farm, all my shit's in the pharmacy, so I gotta go. I'm watching him.
Fucking jerk you are. That's why the guy never comes here. You treat him like shit.
Yeah. Ooh. See, guys, when you get a haircut, he just rushes me out.
You too?
No, he always wants to stay in the chair longer than his welcome.
Who?
John.
Why? What do you mean?
He always, like, after he's done with the cut,
everybody starts talking. They start talking.
He starts lingering around.
Everyone
the chair.
Starts talking to you?
Well, Rich goes, starts the haircut and goes, hold on a second. And then he's like this on the phone. Then it's like, second, oh, I'm having a problem.
I've never had that problem
I'm
with Richie.
A problem.
But when I'm in
am
there,
I known
I'm
for that?
Priority.
Yeah, am I known for doing that?
Not for me, at least. I can't speak for others, but I know when I'm in there, I'm top priority.
Yeah, that sounds like poppycock.
Yeah, no, I know that, you know, I'm getting taken care of immediately. Yeah.
There's no tomfoolery in my chair. I get straight to work.
None whatsoever.
I heard, you want to hear something? Did you hear that there was a fight in Richie's shop?
There was a fight?
A fist fight.
There was.
No.
Yeah.
There was a fist.
Can we talk about it?
Of course.
What was the fight? Oh, who's calling? I guarantee I know who this is.
Hold on.
Oh, no. I don't. I speak out of turn.
You're on Super Ugly. Who's this? Where you calling from?
What's up, fellas? My name is Joey. I'm from Texas. What's going on?
Joey from Texas. What up?
Joey, what's the deal, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm Nicho287 on Twitter. I'm always retweeting Rocky's stuff out there. Shout out to you, bro.
Oh, thanks, brother.
What about my stuff? You don't like tweeting my stuff, huh?
You don't tweet anything. Fuck you talking about? Fucking guy. He doesn't tweet nothing.
Next time I will.
All I got to say is, Rocky, you are my spirit animal with the whole Die Hard opinion. That shit is not a Christmas movie.
No, Die Hard definitely. Lethal Weapon, we've decided. Yeah. Lethal Weapon is more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Hell yeah.
My boy Adam Husey on Twitter right now is doing a poll, and Die Hard's winning, and I'm like, you fucking sheep. You're only voting for Die Hard because you've been told that Die Hard is this. When if you watch Lethal Weapon and then watch Die Hard, there's no way you can tell me Die Hard's more of a Christmas movie than Lethal Weapon.
Hmm. What else? It's just the two
Friday
on here?
Friday After Next is more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Friday After Next is an absolute Christmas movie.
Not as much as Gremlins. Gremlins is top dog.
Yeah. Yeah, Gremlins is top dog. But, wait, yeah. Yeah, I guess for, like, movies that aren't directly Christmas movies, but have Christmas elements, yeah. Rocky IV up there.
Huge.
Rocky IV is definitely one of those.
Five, also. Four and five, Rocky IV.
Four and five. Yeah, yeah, five. Yeah, absolutely. Huge. You're absolutely correct.
Oh, we got a 90-proof Santa here.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what does he say?
Come on,
yo,
Uncle
Paulie,
you're stretching the clothes,
what
man.
What did they say in your shop?
What, that Rocky would come up?
Every fucking
it
does, episode.
It didn't come up last week.
It probably does, but who cares?
Every what is, what, episode.
Why does that bother you?
He gets so mad.
Why do you get so mad
how many
about
episodes
that?
Are there?
There's
250.
250 hey, John, episodes of Rocky's on.
Catch up.
What?
What's up, brother?
He's like, it's an old episode. John didn't see this one.
No, but it's like, dude, who cares? Like, Rocky's a great. We enjoy talking about him. Why do you get so mad that we like to talk about
him? I don't, but other people do.
He gets pissed.
Well, fuck those other people and don't watch. I don't give a fuck about those other people. This is my show. You don't like it if we bring up Rocky? Talk
about
make up
talk
your
about.
Own thing. Make up your own show and don't talk about Rocky.
You
know, what do you want me to do?
Don't be mad because they're not bringing back the robot.
Yeah, I think it's kind of shitty. And who's watching the kid then? Like, are they going to cut out all the kid parts too? Because the robot's like, be back there the whole time.
Like, yeah. It's like Jay and Silent Bob. The fat one's watching the ugly one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, brother, you got anything you want to ask? Anything you want to talk about?
Where's he from?
Man. He's from Texas.
How about,
right?
How about a good masturbation story?
Whoa, what the fuck? Why do I want to hear that? I don't want to hear no. How about not anything but that?
Yeah. I can tell you a bad diarrhea story.
Please.
All right, give us a bad diarrhea
That's
story.
That's always a good one.
Oh, man, I was fourth, fifth grade, and we were at the brand new baseball establishment running bases.
What, Texas Rangers?
Stuff, type stuff. No, like the high school.
Oh, okay. Okay.
High school's new stadium, new baseball. It was awesome. It was like right next to my house.
Nice.
Couldn't leave. I had to use the restroom really bad. Couldn't even go to where my house was. I had to stay on the complex.
Yeah.
And I literally just popped a squat behind the concession stand, bro.
Did you get
it was awful.
Yeah. How'd you wipe?
Oh, man. I used a rock.
You used a rock to wipe your ass with?
That's what I used to wipe my ass with, a rock.
What are you, in Demolition Man? You three seashells?
River rocks are the best. Not them hardcore, you know.
I hope it wasn't a jagged rock.
Glass.
It's like old fucking beat up sharp edges, and he's just cutting his asshole up, infecting rock. It with shit.
That's what it looks like Freddy Krueger.
What happened there, Rich? I see you looking at things. What's going on over there?
No, I'm just checking to see who's in the chat.
I shit on the bridge on a PQ.
Checking to see who's in the chat.
Yeah, don't you can't even like John has shit
stories.
No,
one time when I was like 7 or 8, I was walking down Clifford's Block. You know Clifford's Block, right?
Okay.
You know the block I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Across the street from the lake.
Yeah.
All right. You know where the 7-Eleven is?
Yeah.
The block right after the 7-Eleven. Not on the church side, the other side, walking down that block. Now, I lived on Newton, which is about 4 blocks the other way.
Yeah.
But I was walking around. I wasn't going down Portion the fast way for some reason. I don't know why. I was a kid. I didn't know any better. And I had the shit, and I remember. And there was like this gated off sump area. Like, it had barbed wire, too. I don't know what was back there.
Mm.
But I just remember being like, I'm not going to make it. And I just pulled on the side of the road, like, just ass out and just dropping a shit and just cried all the way home because I had a shitty ass. And I was just like, whole way home crying with a shitty ass. 7, 8 years old. It was the worst.
When you wiped your ass. When you wiped your ass with the rock, did like you get any cuts or anything?
No, he said it was a nice smooth rock.
Deep? Like, did he go deep?
Well, you can't get deep in there. You know, you got to get like deep in there to really wipe your ass good.
Yeah. Why did you wipe it? Why didn't you just let it go for like until you had to go back home? I don't know. A rock is just.
Well, you're the master because you always shit your pants. Yeah. You never even get.
I don't
it,
do I don't, it anymore. I almost I used to be bad. I shit right on the fucking BQE, dude. I like you couldn't even. I just pulled over and shit.
You still keep a bucket in the truck?
Nah, I don't haven't done it.
Oh man, you fucking jinxed yourself.
I didn't have anything to shit on, and I could, and you could see it. I was like pulling my pants, so I shit on a work vest.
Oh my god! I would not want to touch anything in his truck. Oh fuck!
No, John's truck is just covered in fecal matter.
Yeah,
there's just feces everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. His steering wheel just is just gross of just shit.
So many microorganisms.
Probably just jizz. You know he's stroking and driving, too. You know he is.
No, I did that. I told you that.
Have you ever jerked off in the van?
It's a truck, yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever get laid? You ever get laid in the truck?
No.
Yeah, his not hand. The truck. His right hand laid him.
No, never got laid in the truck.
No, not recently in this place, no. No, I jerked off in a truck once. Definitely. On time, my birthday.
On your birthday. What a lonely ass birthday.
And she's fucking on video, and she's fucking, and she never, and she was, she's masturbating on video. I said, fuck it. I just pulled over and beat one out.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man.
How old was she?
No, she was, she's 60. No, she was good.
70?
It was a couple years ago.
Was she able to collect Social Security?
No. She was.
Are you still turned on by like hot older aunts and like grandmas?
Not grandmas, but yeah, everything's old on there.
Like 60.
It depends what they look like.
They have to be really old looking.
No, not like yeah. What if like Helen Mirren was?
No,
like,
she
let's
smells
do
like
this.
Mothballs and blue hair. I'm not into. I mean, not really into that.
What if Mona towards the end of Who's the Boss? Not that it makes a difference. Like, yeah.
Well, Mona came in and the like. We had this discussion. She just came in when you were like my hormones were not nuts. Well, I was like, what was 15?
No,
14. She used to just come out. She had those big ass titties and just beat one out.
Is he older than you?
Yeah.
No, 1 year.
Yeah. Now,
so how old are you right now?
43.
Fuck yeah, you look great for 43, thanks, John. I gotta tell you.
Yeah. Now his ideal like menage a trois is with the Golden Girls.
No. Estelle Getty.
Well, you'd fuck the whore one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to jerk off that, too.
Right?
I used to beat off that, too.
Yeah. You used to beat off
the
Blanche?
Yeah, dude, I had, like, a ridiculously ridiculous
dude,
sex drive.
Dude, with her little Southern Belle accent.
I used to stay home from school and smack her, like, all day.
Oh, God.
You probably jerked off to the Price is Right girls, didn't you? Vanna White.
Anything with, you remember, I told you, anything up all night with Ron Bashir?
Yeah.
Pat, thanks for, that was his name, right, Pat? Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Dude, what happened?
Either
I want to see
thanks for calling, brother.
I want to see
appreciate
what,
you.
Yeah, that was cool. Thanks for the call.
No, he's a new one. Never heard from him before. He says he tweets me out, so I appreciate everyone that does shit like that, you know. And it's nice that, you know, every now and then someone reaches out that hasn't before, because it's good to know that at least, you know, there's one guy.
Somebody.
That, you know, isn't one of the normal people, you know what I mean?
Respect.
Yeah, Madalena Trace. What are you, fucking a gang member all of a sudden? What's with the Trace? She fucking joined the Latin Kings on us over the weekend?
Madeline, you ever shit your pants?
Oh.
And live to tell about it?
No one wants to hear about that. No one
I
want
to hear it from a girl. I want to hear a shit story from a girl's perspective.
I can tell you a funny. You know. I can tell. I'm not telling.
Go ahead, tell it.
No, you know.
No, she got to call in. So I got to.
Really?
Did you hear about Chappelle?
She farted once, Madeline, in front of me.
Did she?
She sharted?
No, farted.
Did she shart?
No, it was years ago. We was like 15.
Oh, my God.
Because if she did it now, it'd be like, we're in our 40s.
She said no.
But at 15, a girl farting in front of you at 15, that could ruin
life. We have like a, it's like a brother-sister.
No, but yeah, I know, except you fuck. I'm kidding. I don't know if they fuck. I'm joking. Yeah. What I was going to say, like 15, if a girl farts in front of somebody that like gets out, like if that person's a dick about it and was like, yo, fucking Peggy farted in front of me, that could ruin your life.
I didn't never say it. It was, I didn't tell you now. I was like fucking 30.
No, now, like I said, at 40 years old, if a chick farts in front of you, it's
or clogs the toilet bowl. There was a girl that clogged the toilet bowl in my friend's house.
That's hot. That's so hot.
Dude, I have a better one. My friend, they were these two twins. Candace and Shannon, I remember. We went to elementary school with them, and my friend's mother used to do nails at the house.
Yeah. Madalena says, ha, I did.
And my friend's mother used to do nails at the house. So their mother were getting their nails done, and she brought one of the twins over. But they were, like, heavy. They were big girls. Yeah. Like, even as kids, like, they were big girls. Yeah. And the girl was using the fucking toilet, and she broke his toilet. Like,
in what sense?
Like, you know how it's screwed in? She toppled it over.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God. Like, he told me, we were crying. We still, like, you know, up until as long as we were friends, we would laugh about it, like, all the time. Like, it would just come up, or someone would think of it and be like, remember when that fat bitch broke your fucking toilet?
Oh, God, that's so bad.
Like, yo, can you imagine breaking some, like, and now you got to walk out.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what you did because you know what you're like.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean?
Like, no one's like, how'd you break the toilet? Yeah, everyone's like,
you could honestly break a toilet moving.
Yeah, you can, but, like, you know, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten off of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of toilets, and I've never broken one. Not a single time. Have you ever broken a toilet? No. You're a bigger guy. No. Have you? You're a bigger guy.
No.
No. Like, a 12-year-old girl shouldn't be fucking ripping the shitter out of the floor.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Yeah. What happened to the toilet? She's, like, crying.
Well, exactly. Like, you come out, like, there's no being, like...
And if it stunk, it would be even worse. Like, oh, my God, someone shit and the toilet's broke.
Well, like, the toilet breaks, and then, you know, like, maybe the shit came out. Like, you know?
In the bottom?
Yeah. Because it came off of the pipe. And she ripped it right from the fucking pipe. I don't know how extreme it got, but Mike Honcho, a full toilet bowl means that she made extra room for you.
What, for your penis?
Yeah, clearly, Rich. Way to go. Yes. All right, Richie got the joke.
Well, you know, I'm slow, but I'll get there.
Yeah, but other people already had it, which is reading it.
Yeah,
you know? Girl farting at 30 will still ruin a relationship depending on the mindset of the person. See, Jess has never farted in front of me still to this day. To this day.
Bullshit.
Swear to God.
Bullshit.
Swear to God. She's never once farted in front of me, still to this day.
All right, well, you guys don't know if you really love each other then.
No, we do. It's, well, she does it out of respect for me.
Well,
I rip it in front of her.
Now, what if she farted and it was just like the worst thing you've ever smelt in your entire life?
Why would that affect? I wouldn't even be gross. I'd be like, oh, shit.
No, she just does it.
I'd honestly be like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, snap.
All right.
Here she is.
Introduce yourself. Who are you and where? There you go.
Is Madalena
here? That's what I'm talking about.
What was that weird Madalena? What was that? Where'd you go with that?
Southern.
I said Madalena.
Madalena.
Somebody just said.
Mads, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Merry
Yay.
Thanksgiving. All right, so
I can't believe he told the fart story.
No, he didn't tell the story. He said
it wasn't even bad. I didn't even make it.
No, tell the whole story.
You have to tell the story right now.
Okay. I'll tell the story right now. Okay. So John was dating one of my friends who lived a couple houses down from me. And it was me, him, and her. And I'm sitting on my front lawn. I think I was standing and she was standing. I think they walked over and we just were hanging out on my front lawn yapping.
Now, hold on. Who's sitting?
I'm sitting on the ground. She was laughing. On the ground.
Okay.
And the two of them are yapping. We're all yapping. And all of a sudden it hits me. I got to go to the bathroom. But I didn't want to be rude and say I had to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, they're gonna leave in a minute, you know? They didn't. They kept talking. And then I guess I couldn't, like, hold it. Like, and all of a sudden I farted. I think when I got up,
yeah.
I farted.
Oh,
and John's like, Madalena!
Did you just fart? That's what I said.
John, like, rushed his face towards where asshole
was.
Let me
smell it.
Like,
yeah. I thought it was a queef, but it was a fart.
As he was furiously jerking off.
Like, yo, that wasn't, you didn't even have to go full detail. I don't even think I made a big deal. I think I said, you just farted. And we just started laughing.
Real quick, correction. That was Pat, not Pat who called in. That was Joey. Shout out to Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Micho underscore 287 on Twitter. He's a great guy. Actually, now that I'm seeing him, I'm like, yes, I do know this guy from Twitter heavily. Great guy. So, but Mads, do you ever shit your pants?
No, thank God.
Bullshit. Everybody has shit their pants.
Now I've heard, I don't recall, I don't think Jess did, but when women go into birth, some of them shit, but from the pushing.
I shit myself.
Did you shit from your kids pushing?
I heard that, but thank God I never had to push. I had 2 C-sections.
Yeah, Jess was a pusher, but thank God she didn't shit. Yeah, so that was good.
I had to tell you guys when I had surgery, my stomach, my esophagus tore from my stomach. I had surgery. They gave me emergency surgery. And I said, can I keep my shorts on? I had these are my favorite shorts. For some reason, with Georgetown, like lacrosse shorts.
Yeah.
So I come out of surgery, and I'm like up, and I'm like, why are my shorts black? And I'm like, my shorts are black. I just, so I kept on talking about my shorts.
Oh,
and
my
the lady's
God.
Like, sir, you defecated yourself.
And I'm like, oh my god!
I go. Defecate. I don't need. I go. What
he didn't
fuck?
Even know what
go,
that means. Yeah. He I didn't go, know what defecated
go,
means.
Yeah, because I was at. I go. What is?
Even
go,
if you want,
I look
you
at my
known.
Ex. I go defecated. She goes, you fucking shit yourself.
Oh my god!
And I said, yo, can I keep? It was because it's like top. I guess it's blood. Blood. So like it top. She's. I said, I gotta. Can we wash these? And I was fight. And she wouldn't let me keep them.
Oh.
Because it was like toxic
oh,
shit. Yeah,
no, you right shit now. Yourself good, dude. Like, that's
she's like, I'll buy you a new pair. And
they never did.
No, it was just, it got me a shitty pair. They wanted the pair I wanted.
Like, that's the, like, the worst, for, like, thought for me around, like, Jess. Like, I don't want to look, like, vulnerable. Like, you're like, where I shit myself or, like those type of situations. I've never been in them, thank God.
Yeah.
And, like, I just, because, like, as a man, you're like, I'm weak here. Like, I'm vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't have a problem saying, like, you know, like.
No, honestly, and I know with her, she would take care of me.
At the point you're at, like, you got, like, you're at.
No, I'm just saying my own person, because I'm vain. Like, I'm a vain person.
Yeah,
I know,
but, like, at the point, like, your relationship, and you're like, it, you wouldn't be like, it would be funny.
I would thank God that it's her, because, like, again, she would take care of me greatly.
If it was a new.
And I'm comfortable enough with her where I'd be like, all right, it's.
If it was a new relationship.
I'll be okay.
Jess, would you wipe his ass or what?
It would be a new relationship.
She'd do it now if I asked.
I had my ass.
That's how she is.
I had to get my ass. I told you guys this already. I had my ass. I couldn't move my arm.
Yeah.
Because I had surgery, and I never thought, like, I can't wipe my ass.
Who wiped your ass?
Dude, I've asked for Pat 2 weeks in a row, brother.
2 hours, and I'm going, I can't wipe my ass. How am I going to do this? And I was in a full cast, and I couldn't reach my left. I had to call my ex was there. I go, you got to do me a favor. And she's like, no. And I said, yeah. I can't wipe my ass. She's like, use a tree branch or something. I said, how the fuck am I doing that? She had to wipe my ass like a month.
Did you watch the Kevin Hart where he talks about him having to get his ass wiped after his car accident?
Yes.
And he had the Mexican guy doing it. He's like, it's okay, brother. It's okay. I'm here, my man. I got you. I got you. Don't worry. It's crazy to me, too, my man, that I'm wiping your ass. Yeah.
See, I would ask. I wouldn't have a problem asking. What are you going to do? You're not going to wipe?
No, of course.
No, but it's
you
fucking gross, dude. Yeah. You're wiping your girl, or your woman's wiping your ass.
Yeah.
Gross.
You know, I would do it. I would do it if I had to.
You know what?
I
mean, though, like, we do it for our kids, and we don't even think twice about it. Like, yeah. When my kids are babies, like, you just, I'm cleaning shit. That's what I'm doing.
So you had a girl.
Yeah, but that's, you know what's in
a kid,
it.
So
it's just milk in a baby shit.
Yeah, dude, it stinks. Like, I
know. You're wiping your kid up until, like, 2-3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. You know, the kids don't learn to fully wipe their ass until about they're, like, five to seven, somewhere in that ballpark.
The first
you know?
Day they brought my niece home from the hospital, he picked her up, and the dog was standing there.
The dog?
The fucking diaper fell, and she shit, and it projectile shit right in the door. Oh,
no, it didn't.
He started clicking his nose.
No, he didn't. No. Oh, doggy. Yeah. Poor doggy.
I got peed on a bunch of times by Lou. Lewis peed on me a couple times.
I had to watch her when she was like really young, and I said, I can't. I don't know how to wipe a kid. I don't want to wipe a girl because I don't. You know, I
front
never did
back.
It.
Front to back.
And it's not my kid. Not, so she's like, she just went to the bathroom. She should be good. My sister leaves. She goes, Aunt, my brother will be home in a little while. She leaves not fucking 10 minutes later. She's like, Uncle John. I got a bathroom, and I said, what? So I go, go.
Go.
I go, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm saying to myself, what am I going to do? She sat on the bowl, and she's like, I'm done. And I said, I don't know what to do. So she didn't know how to wipe. She's probably 3,
yeah.
4.
Yeah.
I waited like 45 minutes. My brother was like, where is she? I'm like, she's in the bathroom. He's like,
that kid probably couldn't walk. Her legs must have been so fucking falling asleep.
But you fucking left her on the toilet.
Oh,
I would kill you.
John.
I said, dude, and I never.
That's horrible.
I said, I don't know how to wipe a kid. I don't know how to wipe from the front.
I brought a platter.
Oh, thank you.
Platter. Jess, we're talking about ass wiping. You'd wipe my ass with no problem. Yeah, yeah.
Of course I would.
No, but I was saying how, like, I would feel like, I'd feel worse about it than she would. Like, I would be more.
I would laugh.
Well, if you guys, why don't you hang out for a little bit while you're down here? Go to the other side. You share with me.
I would, I mean, like, at this point, if it's your first time, you're like, it's weird. If you do it at this point, it's like, whatever. I had to put, like, an enema in my ass one time. She's fucking squirt.
Richie does that just to clean his asshole so when he gets fucked in his ass, there's no shitties. Yeah, Richie's probably an enema master at this point, I'm assuming.
None of you are going to, like, come clean to this, but, like, you, like, I'm not even. You get your ass played with?
Countess, I said hi.
Oh my God, John! What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because then what's the big deal? She's riding your ass.
There,
I don't.
There isn't a big deal.
One time in my life, and I was like, "Get the shit out of here."
Let's give Mads a proper goodbye then. If she's gonna go, Mads, are you going?
No, I said, tell
Jeff
I said hi.
Oh, well, when she comes. Madeline is on here. Fuck, we don't have the headphones for everybody. Mm. All right, Mads, we're going to let you go since everyone can't hear you.
Okay.
All right, we love you, sweetie. All happy
right,
Thanksgiving.
Keep farting.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Keep farting in the free world.
I'll keep farting.
That's it.
You never answered the question that you're
asking, Playboy.
I'm just saying.
What? Wait, what did you say?
I'm going to just answer him. It's definitely happened more than once.
Listen.
Richie's talked about it on
yeah.
here before.
There's no shame in my game, all right? Yes, I have had my ass played with. Enemas, yes, I'm familiar with enemas. I do have a cleansly asshole.
No, not you. You have to, like, douche your ass. You ever have, I didn't. Your wife had to do that?
No.
I had to, like, bend
like,
over.
Like, Richie's the type of guy, when he gets his prostate checked, he pushes back.
That was another
one. You know? He's like, is that all you got, doc?
For, like, that's crazy.
He's like, get your fucking class ring on and shove that bitch in there.
Anal
let's go.
For weeks, I kept on going about, anal. I got to go to the hospital. The lady's like, I got to check your prostate. And I'm like, what? So I'm in the hospital, and she's like, and I'm like, holy shit, I've been fucking around saying I want anal. Well, this lady
now
is
you got
fucking
it.
A man.
Now you got it, man
she
hands.
Went, and I said, oh my God, I'm like screaming in the room.
She had onto the giant
she,
hands.
I said, yo, oh, easy. She comes out.
Easy.
I she killed me. I walked out. She's laughing. My ex is laughing through the door. I walked out.
First, honey.
I'm like, I said, the lady said, I didn't know what to say to the lady. I go, I didn't even get your first name.
Yeah, John Z. It's like he's like at the strip club where he's the guy. I think she likes me. Yeah. No, it's her job, John. It's her job to finger your ass. Like
I
that.
Need to get your first name and or your number and she or some shit. And she just started it was like she was she was a man. Oh, she was like a man girl. It was bad. She was fucking. She had like two fingers
all right,
deep.
So now hold on. Let's
two fingers deep, and I was in tears.
Wait, she put two fingers in
I
there?
I don't know how many fingers. Oh. She might have big fingers. I don't know.
No,
I could have sworn she was thumbing it.
Now,
she
hold
was
on.
Thumbing
do
it.
They? Do, how many fingers do they use? I
hold on. Now, have you ever been checked. Have you ever had your ass fingered or no?
One time. Once. And that was it.
All right, what happened?
Just fucking do it. Whatever. You want to do it, do it. And I went, okay, let's fucking out of here. I'm not doing this shit.
Wait. That was the story. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, no, there's no sexiness there.
Tell me what happened.
But I did it. I just went. I said, "Fucking do it, just do it."
How did you come up? How did you come up?
No, we were just because I just you know me. I just fucking just I like antagonized shit. So I come and then she was like, I go, "What are you doing?" Like, I don't even like it. I said, "Fuck you, dude. You want to just fucking put your finger on it? Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do." None of us wanted to do it. I think it
how many
one,
people were there?
It was six. No, I'm only kidding. And it was one girl.
This is so weird now.
No, we were like, fucking do it. We put thing and it went in like, and I said, "All right, get it." And it was more fun. I think it was more of a joke because we were fucking dying laughing.
Yeah.
I said, I'm never. She's like, I didn't even want to do it. It was just fucking hilarious. I know, yeah.
Do you ever have a good. This is from Luther on Facebook. You ever have a chick bust a fart on your chin when your nose deep in a snatch?
No.
No? What would your reaction be?
Did you just
fart? I think John wouldn't stop.
I don't think you would stop either.
I would stop, yeah.
Fuck it.
And do what?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What if like it was like a splat of
and
like,
probably
pink shit on your face? Like
you're mud. A big a butt sex guy. Do you ever get farts when you're butt sexing?
Different. Farts and air are two different things.
Yeah,
I know.
You tip out and have a little mud on it.
I'm sure everybody that's been anal diving.
See,
before,
that's why I'm not a fan of it.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Once shit gets involved,
like,
I'm out. I don't want anything
to do
with that.
Are you gonna lick
this off?
No.
Yeah. Whoa,
lick it off.
Shit. Lick it off. Why would they lick it off?
It was from an asshole.
So what?
So what?
So if you come on her
tits,
you're gonna lick it off.
I don't give a fuck. I'll do anything.
You would lick off your own cum?
I'm not eating. I'm not doing the finger in the butt, and I'm not fucking and having gay sex.
Who's this? Who's this? Mads is back. No. Oh, it's a number.
Super Ugly Show. What a night. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Lou.
Oh, yeah, it's
I didn't stop.
Oh, this happened to you and you didn't stop. Did you even acknowledge it?
Who the fuck is Lou?
He's a, you know, he's in the Facebook group. You definitely look. He's got the Yankee.
What's up, Lou?
Hold on, the Yankee thing that.
All right, tell me the story.
Seen him before,
guys. Chill. Tell me the story.
What's up, Lou?
He's Chef Lou on Twitter also, but he's gone from Twitter.
Doing the thing, and she got 69 and tensed up and busted one. And
now was she like straddled through over your face, or were you like laying down eating like missionary style?
I'm so fucking horny right now.
Yeah, so you were missionary Rick style eating pussy, and then she just fucking. See, that's not as bad because your nose is above her snatch. Like the butthole right is now by your chin.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
I mean, so what happened?
And
so
what
she
kind
farts
of fart was it? Was it like a loud one? Was it like a soft, like, or was it like a.
Describe it. Like, let's hear it from your lips.
Like a.
That was bad. Dude, that was bad. That was like a mild case of diarrhea fart.
That's so
a
what's rough the reaction?
Yeah, I was okay with it until she started laughing, and then we both had to stop.
Oh, she laughed. What? At least she laughed.
That's like, yeah, that's
like I guess you have to, right?
Do
you do it? No, but like, it's obviously not on purpose, I don't think. Like, who during sex is like, let me fucking rip a fart?
Wow.
But maybe it's a kink of hers, and she's like, let me try this.
Wait.
If he's into it, now I know
are
he's into it.
Are you still with this game?
Yes.
Okay. So you're like, you know, like, you with her for a while. All right, then I'll
Oh, yeah.
Say if you, like, what happens if you do when you're like, just hanging out? And you'd fart, and do you go to silence for a second and be like,
yeah,
what was that?
And then that's when the laugh
was that a fart?
Yeah.
What was that?
Or you pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, you can't. How can
like,
you do that?
I would think like that. You're either like going to acknowledge it, or both of you
just like, ah, fuck
or
it.
Both of you know it happened, but no one ever brings it up.
Your dick is like this, and as soon as you fart, it's like.
Like, and imagine you got married, and like 45 years later, you still both never brought it up, but both of you are like, that time that I farted in his face, I remember.
I remember.
And he remembers.
Yeah. He
I fuck with her about it all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have like a, like you, like if she fought like his wife fought in front of him. He's not going to be like, ugh. He's probably going to be like,
oh no, yeah, like yeah.
You want to do some of that we did the other night?
What?
You know, little fucking
the little
fart
bit of
my face.
Play? The little fart play. Jess's brother one time showed me videos of girls farting on cakes. I was like, for one, I don't want to see this.
Really?
But for two, why are people doing this?
That's how people get pink eye.
Yo.
Like, why are people farting on cakes? What's the? Do you know of this, John?
No.
He's making a face though, where like something's boggling in his mind right now.
I know.
What's up there? Yeah, spit it out. What's up there?
Why do you fart on a cake?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who
I don't
thinks it is.
Well, that's
checking out, fellas.
All right, Lou. Thanks for calling in, brother. Happy Thanksgiving. Right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Like all those weird kinks. Like Jess showed me this thing today, where this guy he identifies as a deer. So he dresses up as a deer. I'm going to pass this around so you can see this idiot. Trans species man who self-identifies as a deer accidentally shot by hunters. Good. You want to play deer? That's part of playing deer. Yeah, like or if like a wolf ripped his throat out. Good. That's part of. Look at this guy, though. Look at this guy, Rich.
It's so weird.
Katie.
She showed it to me
like,
upstairs. Yeah.
They are.
That's exactly what he wanted. You
want to
be a deer. This is what it's like to be a deer.
Does the hot... Oh, that was unplugged. Wow. Wow, Katie, unplugged. Dude, this happens all the time.
Do you know how many times this has happened?
No, because
today
we shut mics off, and me and Richie are not good engineers, and we forget. We're the worst. The good thing you didn't really talk too much.
Yeah. You ever go, like, hang out with you?
Thank God.
I got a... I'm...
Does the hotness of the girl make a difference on what kind of fart you will deal with?
Like, yes, of course it does. All right, so how about this? And don't say it doesn't. All right. Say you
so that one night you decide I'm gonna lower expectations.
Yeah, she's got a mustache
and she fucking
half a beard.
Rips fart.
You know, she's I don't know, fucking
why would
a little stinky.
Why would I do that with a girl with a mustache?
I don't know.
Where would that come out of? Can you like, give a better scenario?
No, but John,
I'm having sex with a man?
John, let's say no, you know, but... let's say you bring home a U5, okay? Like on your scale of 5, okay? And you're like, fuck it, I'm horny.
Can I hear what the 5 is on his
I don't know
five scale?
You know, but whatever you're, you
like
would
you consider without a beard.
No.
All right. But, you know,
and,
everyone's got
and,
their own
and,
scale, 1
and
to 10.
And darker hair.
Well, everyone's got their own
like
1 to 10 scale. I'm saying on your scale, you bring home a 5. She rips a fart.
I'm
you're
used to
gonna
getting
take
one,
it to
so a 5 is incredible.
So you would take the fart gladly.
Yeah,
but,
you could shit all
but
over
you're
going
to take that fart
after Thanksgiving
the same way you would a 10. Like, if a 10 does it, you're going to, like,
no,
you'd be
any
like.
And if girl farts on, I don't know how many, I don't know. I have, like, I don't really, nothing really, I don't know.
I don't think it's going to phase John.
At this point, no. I mean, no. She's like, am I pissing you? I'd be like, all right, yeah, whatever. Just open your mouth. I don't even care. Just do
it.
Oh,
my God.
Just as long as you get to come still, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the rule. If you're going to pee on me, I have to at least come at the same time.
Yeah, at least.
Yes. Yeah.
At least.
At least.
Yeah. I mean, anything.
Have your boundaries
know.
At some point. Well, some kind of standard.
There's got to be the release after if you're going through all this shit. Just imagine if you just leave it built up.
I'll never forget.
Stay tuned for next
week. On
the
beach, I was at like, and it was like, and the girl's like, and so I'm like, hey, I'm getting like, and she's like, just grabbing my dick. It's outside in like a parking lot. People walking, and I said, whatever. She's like, I can't. She's like,
what beach?
In Patchogue. It was fucking bad.
Wait. I just were on the beach or in the parking lot?
I was
lot?
In a park, but it was summer. There was people walking
so
everywhere.
So you're on
and
the...
I'm trying to hide, but it's not.
What do you mean in the parking
like
lot?
Like standing by my door, so in my car.
Oh, well, that's not too
bad.
Yeah,
but it was in the middle of the day.
Still, not too
so
bad.
It's not like her head was in your lap.
You can
like,
you're really
going to
come, and I said, I'm going to come right here.
You can thrust your pelvis in your doorway, and no one really knows what's going on.
She's like, you're
going
to come right
here. I mean, unless
I'm
you're like a maniac going, ah!
No.
Ah!
Yeah, you're going to come. In front of him, I said, yeah, I don't even care. I just saw she was like going, and I just literally just went, fucking blasted. It went like, she's like, I can't, I'm so hot, I can't.
She's a go-getter. That's the type of girl you bring home to mom,
what are you like playing me for? I'm going to go home and jerk off? You're doing it right now.
Sounds like a great girl.
Yeah,
you should have brought
like,
her home for Christmas
ago.
Dinner.
It was years ago.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, John. God damn it.
Now I just watch.
Mike Honcho. Maturity Productions. That's a new one.
What about
what's up to, if she pees a little while you're eating, do you quit or deal with it?
No, because it gives
you
like
I don't
like
think
a,
you would even notice. Like,
no,
between,
it gives it like a twangy taste. Like a little, like, it's like a lemon in your Sprite.
Like you've had a girl pee in your mouth?
No, if you like a little sprinkle, it tastes like you want, like, straight up vodka with, like, a squeeze of lemon.
Never drinking vodka with you. Ever.
Like, why is there a weird hint
is
of
it lemon
you know,
or
yellow?
Is it
maybe lime.
He does the thing.
A little lime twist.
John secretly pees and sponges at bars, and then when no one's looking, he.
No, it's gross.
Oh, man. Don't you? You animal.
All right, so have you ever farted getting eaten out?
No. I haven't even farted in front of like a boyfriend.
Truth,
no, 100%
I really?
I don't believe
Katie's
you.
An honest chick.
No, 100%.
She wouldn't hold back. I believe her.
If anyone I ever dated heard me fart, I would be completely unconscious. Otherwise, I will literally go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom.
Really?
I won't fart in front of people.
No. What if you were like, oh, I'm too tired to get up?
I was saying,
no.
Jess has never
no,
farted to me still.
I will get up and go to the bathroom.
What if you're like, I don't give a shit about this guy here in my fart?
No, it's still like burned into my brain. Like, absolutely not.
If you really...
I will choke on a dick, but I will not fart in front of you. Like, yeah. It just won't happen.
All right.
Me too.
You'll choke on a dick too?
He has. Not would. He has. He loves it. My sister-in-law had a guy get tied up in a chair and then threw mayonnaise at him. How do you get to that fetish? Like, how does it become, I like to be tied up in a chair and have someone fling mayonnaise at me? Like, what the fuck is going on
and
in your
right
world?
That's right up there with farting on cakes, isn't it?
Like, that's even what mayonnaise smells. At least cakes smell good.
I'm into condiments.
Like, mayonnaise is disgusting to me. It's
like,
the worst
kind of condiment
put a little
there
relish
is.
Into it.
Do you have any soy sauce?
Like, that's fucking banana.
It's a little too salty. You gotta watch the blood pressure.
Like, I wish I could speak to these people and be like, how did you get there? Like, was there a progression
regular
of
sex
like,
just wasn't
just
enough.
Think how weird it is.
Maybe he jerked off with mayonnaise at first.
Dude, you're sitting in a chair.
That's his lube.
And someone's whipping cream at you, and you're like, fuck
like,
yeah!
He had nothing. He
is
had nothing one
mayo?
Day, and he said, like, try mayo. And he tried mayo, he liked it, and then maybe, like, the mayo became a fucking thing.
Yeah, no, he probably... He
that's
probably,
gotta be it, right?
In his head, he probably thinks it's semen.
Yeah, and it adds to the cum
and
shot.
He's probably somewhat... He's probably, a homosexual in a stage of denial.
No, he was with a woman who did this. My
so does it have to be mayo, or can it be Miracle Whip?
Just want
to
say,
what about I love ranch dressing just thrown at
Miracle Whip is fucking gross.
Yeah, but are they good. Eating it, or he's just
like
jerking
it?
Off with it? Like, it's lube. Like,
no,
what are they doing?
Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise. I can eat mayonnaise at a...
You
I
like
mayonnaise.
Miracle Whip, though?
I hate both of them. I despise mayonnaise. I think it's the worst condiment of them all.
When
the
he goes when he goes in ShopRite and goes down a condiment aisle, he starts getting fucking... So I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
It's like, I'm getting all hot and bothered. What was that I was watching with a guy in the fruit aisle?
The Kingdom.
Oh, it's Kingdom. Yeah. Keith with the... He's
with
like,
the avocados. With the,
yeah, he's like,
him.
It's nice and soft, Keith. It's all right. You can. And he's like, I can't be here, Ryan.
This is the one.
Oh, man. All right, let's bring up... I want to bring up something because Chappelle... did this, put out this video today called Unforgivable or something. I forget what it's called. If you go to his Instagram, you can watch the whole thing. It's about 20 minutes long. And he goes on to these stories about how he was fucked over in the industry from when he was first starting in comedy and his comedian stole one of his jokes to he got taken on Three Card Monty in New York City. Like, I'm like, how do you even fall for that? Like, everybody, that's like the one thing everybody knows, you're getting worked.
Yeah.
And then Comedy Central, the way they fucked him over with Chappelle's show.
Okay.
He said he never got paid for it.
Really?
Because in the contract, I guess he didn't fulfill his contract, you know, and they're like, well, fuck you. So they're streaming it everywhere. You know what I mean?
Streaming what?
The Chappelle Show. It's on HBO Max. It's on CBS. It's on Comedy Central. Yeah. And he's still not seeing a dime for it.
Wow.
You know? And think about all the money they've made off of Chappelle's show.
Huge.
Like, probably hundreds of millions of
and
dollars.
And he hasn't seen anything?
He hasn't seen a dime.
Stop.
For it.
That's crazy.
So, you know, Netflix was streaming it, and he's Netflix. Like, that's his...
That's where he does
his shit, yeah. You know? And they started streaming it, and he called them, and he was like, listen, he's like, it's something that bothers me. Like, you know, I'm not really cool with this. And they were like, all right, we'll take it down. Netflix immediately was like, you don't like it? We're in the Dave Chappelle business. Fuck it, we'll take it down. No one in the history of entertainment business does shit like that.
No,
they're like,
no.
Fuck you, we got money to be made, eat a dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Netflix, like, I look at that and all the people shitting on Netflix a month ago about that movie that I didn't watch, and if you didn't like it, just don't watch it, whatever. The Cuties movie, remember, with the little girls or whatever?
Yeah.
Everyone was up in arms, but then I hear a story like that with Chappelle, and I'm like, they actually are humans. Like, you know, this is their talent. You know what I mean?
Because they know they're going to make more off of the stand-up he's going to do, because he's exclusive.
Yeah, but people love that show. People will watch the shit out of that.
Show.
Like, that's the type of thing when it's streaming, it now will be The Office, where you'll just watch it over and over just to as background noise.
Yeah, but then
noise.
People will turn around and buy it on Amazon or YouTube or wherever.
He still doesn't see that money. And I bought it when they came out.
But if
so
people
like,
want to see it,
yeah,
they'll
there's
find
ways,
other ways.
Absolutely. But all these other places are still streaming it, and he's not seeing a dime. So he was talking to, he's like, well, now I'm just going to talk to the people that matter. You people are my boss. Mm. He's like, you know, I work for you. He's like, I don't work for you, but, you know, what I do, you know, you're my gauge of if I'm doing good or not, you know, like the audiences. Mm. And which is true, you know, if you're not laughing, I'm not doing my job.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it. And Dave's now in the world of, fuck you, I can do what I want. Yeah,
yeah.
I can do what I want. Like,
yeah.
There's ways now to work around the entertainment industry and still get your shit out there.
Yeah.
And he was talking to us, his fan base, and saying, please, don't stream this show. If I've ever made you laugh, if you're a fan of me, I'm asking you, don't stream Chappelle's show. Fuck them. Fuck the Chappelle show. Don't stream it. Like, he didn't say if you own it, don't watch the show,
but
don't support them getting paid off of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I get it. I signed a contract. He's like, I understand that. He's like, but it's not right. He's like, that's my shit. I never saw a dime. He's like, it's all my creation. It's me.
I'm not
getting shit from it. And they're all profiting off it. And HBO, he pitched that show to them first before Comedy Central. And you know what they said to him?
They passed on it.
They said, we don't need you.
Yeah.
Why do we need you? That's what they said to him.
Yeah.
And now they're streaming his show, and he's like, well, you don't need me. Why are you streaming my show?
Yeah.
You know? And he's right. Like, these people, they take advantage of young people that don't know any better, that don't know contract lingo, that can't afford a lawyer to fucking look it over. And now you're signing something because you're like, hey, $150,000, I'm rich.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and at a young age, yeah. But now, you know, when they're still making residuals off of it and making a killing off of this fucking show.
Yeah, and your $150,000 was out the first fucking three months.
And you're not seeing shit. And, it, you know, they're making money hand over fist because it is a popular show. It is a show that everybody's going to watch, that they're going to stream. And, you know, it's fucking him over in a sense. And he was basically saying to everybody, fuck them. Like, don't support that shit. Like, you know, he even said, I might do another Chappelle show. Mm. He was like, he's starting to think about doing something like that again, but doing it his way, and probably Netflix, where they'll say...
Because that's where he goes now.
But they'll say, here's a budget, make your show, we trust you to do whatever the fuck you... They will not stick their nose in it at all. Because when you have someone like Chappelle, if you start doing that, he'll be like, fuck, I'm not doing anything then. Yeah. That's what ruined him with Comedy Central, is, you know, people now are probably digging
their nose
in. You
gotta give them the freedom.
And the fact that people were laughing in a way that he didn't like. Like, to me, I get it, but I'm like, all right, well, just get rid of that person then. But Comedy Central seemed like a shit place to be anyway, so good. Fuck him. And if he does it on Netflix, it'll be his way.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be way better than Comedy Central because there'll be zero censorship. There will be nothing that he'll hold back on. So I hope he does it. And, you know, erases not that show, but eclipses it to the point where it's like, oh, this is it now. Remember, he did that.
Well, you know what it was?
And Rick James will always live on, and a few sketches will always live on. But do
Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
Charlie Murphy, that's, you know.
But do something, you know.
You hear about, Josh is probably going to go nuts.
What?
Dolly Parton posing for Playboy?
When?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. She's
going to
do it for, like, her 80th birthday or some shit like
80?
That.
80? 80? She looks incredible. I'd be like, yeah, I don't care.
People love Dolly Parton.
I do.
Still, right?
Yeah.
Fucking 80 years old.
She's, whatever.
I think Dolly Parton was always hot.
Yeah.
Very classy.
Still,
she never turned trashy.
There's a good, if there's something good and I see her on there, I'll still, you know.
You still jerk one off to
knock
her?
Knock it out.
Really?
Oh, my God. You jerk off to everything.
I will always.
So, really quick, you know how Wish has like all those things you can get anything you want?
Yes, like the people order little boys and girls off of there and shit. That's, I heard.
That is not the worst of what I found on there today.
Yeah.
You can buy fake skin to pop pimples.
Get the fuck out.
For the pimple-popping people.
Let me see.
There's a whole show called the Dr. Pimple Popper or whatever.
You squeeze it.
And it comes out like a pimple? It
comes out like a fucking pimple.
Get the fuck
$16.
Out of here. $16.
What? I saw that, and I legit was just... When I have them, I don't want to pop them.
Why? Well, you're right. That's a lot worse than buying kids off there.
Yeah, that's horrible.
You put in a certain container. Yeah, that's right. No, I saw that. I said to Rocky, I'm like, can you just stop making things for weird fucking shit?
Yeah.
That deer, I can't believe you used my story, however. You know, the poor guy just wants to be trans-species.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he got it.
He did get it. He got shot for it.
Did he die?
No.
Fuck.
And it's in North Carolina, nonetheless. You think it's in, like, a bad place. It's not. It's North Carolina.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, like, you know, Indiana, Ohio, or Nebraska.
Missouri.
Winnetonka, Minnesota.
You ever have weird dreams, like, of, like, just weird stuff, and you look it up and be like, what is that about? I like dreams I was getting bit by, everybody was getting bit by snakes.
North Carolina is not a good place. There's a lot of, like.
Then.
Take your seat back.
No. I was stepping on chicken There's eggs. A lot of, like.
Chicken eggs?
Watch the eggs.
Barefooted or with shoes on?
Barefoot.
Really?
Like, so there's some country-ass motherfuckers in North Carolina, just to be clear.
Yeah, I'm interested in John's egg story. What's up with the eggs, though?
And I don't know. Did you look it up?
I got, I'm going to get bit by snakes. And then my dog got bit. Then I got bit. Then some girl got, I don't even know the girl was, got bit. Then
I got bit.
Oh, wait, you can't step there. There's chicken eggs.
Where did you get bit? Where is this?
I had
in
a
his dream.
Of snakes.
Oh, in his dream.
And he's walking on eggs.
Barefooted. Yeah,
it was like chickens laying.
Could that be like you walking on eggshells?
I don't know.
Is that too literal?
Yeah. No. Yes.
That's pretty stupid.
Well, you said it. You're dreaming about it.
Your interpretation sucks, Rich. Yeah.
That's not what it said. Well,
that's giving us a half-assed interpretation.
Yeah, it wasn't an interpretation, though. It was pretty spot on.
No.
Yeah,
you know, there is something you could look online, like, what did this mean? And
I know.
It would tell you.
And I woke up and I was like, was that real?
Was that real?
And then you looked at your phone.
Are those dreams not the worst, though? When you're in dream and, like, you're in it. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck, thank God.
Listen, all right, I'm going to be honest. Like, this is like, I'm not like getting sentimental. You ever have, you both wash your pants. You ever have a fucking dream and you're like talking, you're like with you, like you'll be your dad. And then you wake up and you're like, where the fuck? Like, what the fuck?
I never wanted to fall back asleep so bad.
Yeah, and you're trying to shut your eyes to get back in.
I have those dreams with Taylor, where like me and Taylor will be doing shit. Yeah. And it'll be like random shit, you know what I mean? But it'll be me and him, and then I wake up and I'm like, ah, fuck. My dad, I didn't know him well enough to even have dreams of the man. You know what I mean?
How many wet dreams have you had?
Wet?
Yes.
If I had 10, I'm over.
10? Yeah. That's a lot.
No, I mean my whole life.
Yeah.
In a week.
No, I'm saying that's overreaching, though.
Yeah. Like, shit. I probably had like three, maybe.
I would say like 100. Between 5 and 10. If I'm like, I can't exact.
I don't know, dude. I used to literally get ready to go. I used to wake up and used to be napped to my dick.
Yeah.
And I go, what the fuck is this? When I was a kid, and I was ashamed to put it in the washing machine. So I literally take it and when I went, we had to walk to school and throw it in the fucking.
Oh,
there's probably like 40 pairs of fucking
cum stained underwear.
Your poor mother just buying you underwear like, where over does it and go over on? Again.
This was like last year.
Rocky has sleep apnea, so when he sleeps, he, you know, he like chokes a lot. But yeah. Sometimes
he's probably thinking about sucking a cock.
I
in
have
his
to
dream.
Do this, okay?
Most of the times, all day actually.
Sometimes
not just when I'm dreaming.
He'll wake up and he'll be like, ooh. And this noise is frequent because it, ooh, and I look at him, I'm like, what the fuck are you dreaming about?
He's like a puppy trying to howl for the first time.
And I just, it's cute, you know, it's like a
it's not,
I'm adorable.
You have a man, I'm gonna tell you, I literally fucking had that shit bad, and I woke up one night, and I couldn't get the air socket to get the air, and they thought I was kidding. I'm going, and then I was like turning purple, and they're like,
on what?
Are you fucking serious? And I said, I was fucking serious. I didn't. I choked in my sleep. I always choke in my sleep.
Now, do women have wet dreams?
I've had dreams. I guess I've had dreams that you know. I've had dreams of.
Have
Rocky
you orgasmed in your
no,
in your sleep?
Never like
but,
a full
well, you
orgasm.
Know why, Rich?
You've
like,
orgasmed in your sleep. Like, really?
But Rich, if you sleep on your stomach and your dick gets hard, and now you're like moving
like
around
that.
The bed.
Well, Rich, if Rich,
you're not thinking about it, you know what I mean? Like, because now you're subconscious. You're
if
out.
Rich is on his stomach and his dick's out, this is how Rich gets up. Like,
what? Oh my god.
John's still traumatized, but when I put together the swing set out there, I wore no underwear.
Pants, yeah. And
he was putting together the fucking
John
thing
kept, like,
on the thing.
Oh, dude, you have a big dick.
So
right.
I'm standing above him, and my dick is like in his face.
Yeah,
and like, I'm trying to put together the fucking thing,
and
he's moving out of the way.
And ever since that day, Richie's always been asked to spot him at the gym. It's really weird.
When I get a haircut, make sure my hand hangs, so if he rubs his hand in
that loose sweatpant. Rocky had a pair of gray ones when we first started dating, and he'd walk around. And I'm like, dude, I see your whole dick, and you're walking around out there, and everybody just sees your dick laying there.
I don't understand what's wrong. I must have baby dick.
I had to throw them away behind his back.
The grow.
They were
just
the
it's
worst.
Not a grower.
Well, we have
show
kids.
Not a grower.
We have kids, like. You know, and girls.
I go to hedonism.
Yeah, but kids are different.
No, but you know, I'm not like the type of person that's like, oh no, my dick's showing.
My dick's showing. Let me tuck this thing.
Let me borrow your dick for like the summer.
So funny.
Oh my god. Oh, Jess, you're gonna come over here. You're gonna take my spot.
Why?
Because he's leaving. So we won't even do. You want to just do a long one? And
yeah,
you're waiting 20 minutes. I'm leaving.
You're getting extended. He's got to cut me. He's got to cut me. 4 o'clock.
I'm leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning, dude. And I'm staying for 20 more minutes.
We're going extended, but there's not going to be unfiltered.
Goodbye, guys. I love all of you. All right, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We could stop right now and just start back up.
You're a scum.
And it'll be an unfiltered from there on out.
Just
so go
right
over there
for
now,
minutes,
and while John's here, we got 20 minutes.
You need to clean up. I'm your maid.
No, I'll bring it up.
You're annoying.
He's such a piece of shit,
don't
this guy.
Don't forget that mermaid tail.
Yes, grab it.
Give this to him, because I'm not his bitch.
I swear, Sonny walks out of here. She left without her shoes once.
No, that was Layla.
Oh, that was Layla.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do these kids like leave without these
things? I don't want
these
on unless we have a call.
No, that's all right. I'll tell you if someone calls. But someone in the chat wrote... North Carolina isn't exactly a great place. North Carolina, our motto, well, at least we ain't Florida. That's what I mean. When you were saying North Carolina, no, it's not. Like, there's some country-ass parts of North Carolina, and there's some, you know, urban parts, we'll
there's
say, of North Carolina.
Areas
there's
of
some
it,
really
but
nice parts, but there's really nice parts of everywhere.
It's like everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
Florida's garbage 100%, but...
In New York, though, you don't hear of many people going out and trying to fuck horses and cows.
Upstate, absolutely, I'm
well,
sure there's
some
cases.
Some of us like
absolutely.
To keep our sexual life private.
Sure, oh my God, John!
I'm sure even out east where the farms are, you know, you got weird people out there.
There's weird people everywhere,
baby.
I guess, yeah,
you know.
All right, guys, defend all the peoples.
No, I'm not defending them. I'm saying they're all shit, you know? I think all people are pretty shitty equally. Not equally, but, you know, I don't... I'm not surprised when you hear things anymore. You're like,
yeah, makes sense.
I mean, you're like the initial of like, really? And then you're like, yeah, all right. I've heard crazier shit. You see the Florida guy who saved that little puppy, though.
Yeah,
How adorable was that? This little alligator, like a baby alligator, came out and got a little puppy. The puppy was like this big. I'm holding it, my hands out, maybe about the size of a small loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And this man jumps in, grabs the alligator. Alligator still got the puppy and fucking wrenches the alligator's mouth open, and the puppy runs off. Seemed like he was okay.
It's hard to watch because the puppy's crying. It's like,
yeah, it's sad.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I can watch this shit.
But I mean, luckily it was a baby. Lives. Luckily it was a baby alligator too, because if it was a real one, the puppy would have been
it
done.
It would have been over.
Yeah, it would have been over.
Well, you know that guy's not actually from Florida. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way someone that's actually from Florida
those
would do that.
Those things are the scariest fucking things when you see
dude,
them.
Dude, the
like,
big ones on the... You ever see the ones that, like, I saw one a couple weeks ago on a golf course. This thing had to be 15 feet long, nose to tail. And, like, standing up, it had to be, like, 3.5 to 4 feet high standing up.
Yeah.
Like, on all fours. Like, this thing was... It was a straight-up dinosaur.
They're like lizard fast. They're
but
on
they can
land.
Only run straight. If that's why you got to zigzag with a gator, because they can't turn quick.
You know, like, if the, your first reaction is to run, but the first reaction to that thing is just to freeze up, because you're just like...
And those things can take off fast, too. It's not like, they,
I seen
like
one
they're
of those
fucking quick.
In Florida, and it wasn't that... And I seen it, like, it wasn't close, and I just was like, oh.
They're everywhere.
They fucking freak me out.
They're everywhere.
I like
out
them
there.
And snakes.
If you had to run that, from one, I probably would just do a quick Yui. I'd go, weir!
Yeah, and just
and
run
go
behind
the other
it.
Way. And he's like, turn around and get me now. And I just go in circles. You know?
That baby got eaten at Disney a few years ago. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember that.
It's crazy.
Fucking
shit.
Baby. Oh, could you imagine? Like, 1 minute you're all having fun, we're at Disney. The next minute your baby was eaten by a fucking alligator.
Yeah, no.
Like, what the fuck? Fuck.
That's crazy. But the animals out there, you know, there should, I mean, what do you say? There should be people watching, but I mean, even if they're watching, the motherfuckers get in somehow.
And like over there, supposedly it's like where that kid got killed.
That's why people have
well
those screened
have
in
that
pools. Everybody, yeah.
There.
Everybody's got those screen in pools because of the gators.
Like sawing. And my Aunt Donna, both.
You don't know how often people go out to their pools and there's a fucking alligator in your pool.
There's canals everywhere, too. Yeah. Like those canals run between.
They have to be because otherwise you'll fucking sink in that place.
Oh, because, does it tilts if there's too
many people? No, but those are for the water runoff and everything.
You weren't here for that? I don't know if you were.
No. Dude, I saw a video the other day of these wolves running on the side of the road. They're fucking, did you see this one?
No.
The guy's driving. He's going like 40, and I mean, these things, I've never seen wolves so big. These things are running like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Fucking flying. I didn't know they can run that fast.
I mean,
they were flying,
they were
and
wolves.
They were big fucking wolves. I mean,
where was this?
They make big German shepherds look small, these wolves. Like,
yeah,
they were
big.
Big.
They're like big husks, like, they're weird wolves. They're like,
it had to be like up north Canada or Alaska.
It was Canada.
It was Canada.
You ever see foxes out here? I always see them.
I see little foxes, yeah.
They're just like, what the fuck? And it's like a red fox, like one of them.
They're cute though.
Yeah.
Never seen a fox up front. I have something good to bring up.
Go ahead.
All right. So I was telling Katie upstairs, we were driving in the car, and we had saw that guy giving the couple or the person $5,000. So this guy goes around and he says, "I'll give you $5,000 if you do this." So it's a girl, her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's friend standing in the mall. He says to the girl, "I'll give you $5,000 if you kiss your boyfriend's friend right now." So she looks at her boyfriend to get it confirmed, looks at the guy, looks back at the boyfriend, who the boyfriend, you could tell, was like waiting for the right answer. She pulls down the friend's mask and kisses him. Now, when he kisses her, it looks like they've already kissed before. But that's just me. And so once she kisses him, the guy goes, "Well, you're savage. He has the $5,000. Gives her the $5,000. So she's laughing like, "I got $5,000. The boyfriend grabs the money.
The
money and says, "Yeah, you got I got $5,000 because you just kissed my friend," and walks away from her. So I look at my husband in the car and I said, "Would you want me to do it for $5,000?" And do you know he said yes?
Really?
I was like what
peck?
Do you mean?
It's a peck.
That's my thought process.
It's a peck.
But there's an intimate
not
line
with a peck.
If it was, like a kiss like you described.
If it was a tongue kiss, yeah.
I would literally
it was
hate
a peck.
It. I don't know. I don't think I would want to do it.
Right, John?
No.
Don't you think the underlying you'd think about that in the future, like you just kiss someone for $5,000.
Then it's just weird.
It's a peck. It's
right.
A peck, and we just got 5 G's. Let's go on a vacation for a peck.
Does he get money out of it?
Yes.
Just the girl.
Well, he got all the money.
The guy took it, but the girl got $5,000.
What did the guy, like the friend didn't even like question it?
He didn't at all.
See, I would be like, dude, seriously?
And close his eyes into
no
the
way.
Kiss.
That's
didn't you
weird.
Think about if your friend got feelings for your girl?
If somebody said that, then as their whatever, I would have been like, really? This is like, you're, I don't know what we're doing.
How
we're
much
doing
you
this?
Worth? How much are you worth and your loyalty to your boyfriend?
I would, it's literally, yes. This is what
I think
really
it's just a pack.
This.
I don't think, for a pack for five G's, I'd be like, you're crazy not.
Yeah, but
five,
like your friends would be
it.
Like, you really want to do this?
My loyalty to my husband is way
more. Yeah, but if I'm sitting there being like, dude, it's fine for 5,000, like a pack is nothing, do it. Yeah, let's go. We'll go on a vacation with that. Great.
I think that's still crazy.
Yeah, but you said it wasn't a peck, though.
When he kissed
I'd kiss
her,
a guy for 5,000, Mike Honcho.
If it was like a... No.
You know, like, for a second, you looked and go, oh, they look like they've kissed already. You know, it was that moment where I went,
See, but you think differently. Like, you're not a jealous person, but you have jealous tendencies where you have that mind state of, like, you think everything is, like, something.
No, I just don't put anything past anyone.
Yeah, and I get that. But
I don't
like,
just go trusting.
I don't always, like, I don't know. Like, some things I'll just be like, that is what it is. Like,
yeah,
I don't
like
see anything behind it.
I honestly think the dude, his friend, should have been like,
this is weird.
You really, I mean, like, I don't know. You're okay with this? Like, I don't, you sure?
Nobody
I don't really want to do this.
Was,
okay.
It was silent. She looked at the boyfriend, she looked at the guy, and then she just literally just took
it. All right, think about
hand.
Back to an innocent time. An innocent time. We're in seventh grade. Let's go back to seventh grade, all of us.
Oh, that was so long.
Okay,
ago.
You got your boyfriends and girlfriends, right?
Not longer than
but,
me, bitch.
But we're all at a party and we're playing Spin the Bottle.
Ah.
And now. Jessica's got to kiss Frankie, and then Jessica's got to kiss Mike, and
for
Mike's
no
got to kiss
money.
Sarah, and Mike's got to kiss. And it's no money, but hey, we're just having fun. We're being innocent kids, and you're doing it for no money.
Seventh grade is different.
I'm
really
just
saying,
no, but that's my point.
I
like,
don't know if I would
just
do
because
it.
You're innocent and young, like you know, you would totally just be like, hey, like we're just playing a game and having fun. It's kiss the bottle. So
it's kiss
now,
the bottle.
Yes, but now it's hey, it's for five G's. It's just a pack. You act like they're fucking. Like, it's just a peck. If,
yeah.
if it was a tongue kiss, I get it. I'm
yeah,
on board with
said
you.
It was like
a tongue kiss.
Kiss.
No, it wasn't.
I'm
going
to find
it
and send it to you.
It was just a peck. And for five G's, like, that's nothing. Like, if it's a tongue kiss, no, not happening.
But
no
some
tongue
people
kissing.
Keep kissing very intimate.
It is very
intimate. I do,
it's like
too.
When, a girl goes,
when it's an intimate kiss, when it's just, hey, we're going to make $5,000 off
this. I'm not going to suck your dick.
Fuck
we can
it.
Have sex. And you're just like, huh?
Huh?
It's just more intimate.
But you're also a sucker for love, too.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, some girls, like, say...
Like, you take everything very personal. Like, I feel like you're that guy.
No, but a relationship like that, I don't know. I don't know if I would...
Like, when you decide to be. Like, you could be a dumpster fire and be like, she's trash and
yeah.
I'm going to treat her like trash. But when you like a girl, you take every moment of intimacy very personally, I'm sure.
Well, if I can... If I'm in a relationship... Yeah, but I would have to, like I said, if, like... You will, if we were sitting here and you were like $5,000, you got a kiss. I would be like, you're really cool with this because I'm kind of not
a peck.
And
yeah.
then you're like, okay, and then you said a peck. I was like, if you really want, whatever. I would honestly probably shut my eyes just to shut my eyes so I didn't see it because it would be weird.
This is one of those
yeah.
Instagram
you know
guys,
I mean?
Doug. One of those Instagram guys that do shit like Supreme Patty and
I
people. He's one of those people.
It's from today's year is old.
Service in here.
$5,000 guy kissing challenge now open. That would be a good challenge. Would you kiss another guy for 5 G's?
No.
Like, walk up to random, like, groups of guys.
You paid someone to put fingers
yeah.
in your butt to check your prostate.
Was,
you wouldn't
know,
take
$5,000?
It was
right?
like a Chaz Bono type of thing.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like that's a lot for me. And now I know that there's a price over my head. Someone offers $5,000,
no,
you can kiss me.
You
can
yeah. give her a peck. What's kissing him? Boots. Look at kissing boots. This was a thing. Kissing boots was a thing.
At
like,
at
high
school.
Yeah, carnivals and shit. $5, you get a kiss.
Like, fuckhead. I never even heard of that.
They were literally on like every show in the 80s and 90s that someone would set up a kissing. It was like a Saved by the Bell, I think, even had one.
So if you went up to a dude and just you hung out with like whatever and kissed a guy for no money, wouldn't that be cheating?
Yes.
Yes,
but
there's an understanding here. Like, it's not like you're doing it sneakily. It's not like there's any, like, hidden motive. The only motive is we're all going to have a little bit more money after you guys peck.
I don't know.
It's such a small thing.
I told her upstairs, if it was opposite and I was with my girlfriend and they said for you to kiss her, I'd knock the bitch's teeth
out. But I know you well enough that you wouldn't be all right with that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you totally wouldn't be. You're very possessive.
Yeah. Your mind. So.
Exactly.
She's not possessive. She's territorial. No, but there's
yes,
a difference.
Yes, that's what you're right. Absolutely.
I'm not
yes.
A psycho and crazy.
No, she's not crazy possessive. Like but
she's territorial.
I'm hers, and
what's
that's
hers
it.
Is
and
hers
yes,
and that's it.
And I'm totally love that.
But
about
I feel
her.
That
like,
way
I
too
love
about
that.
You. Like I would never myself, my body, my heart belongs with you.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It might be worth my mortgage for a couple months. I'm just saying.
I mean, you know.
See, like, I'm thinking ahead, you know? Like, you're thinking in the moment. I'm like, well, we, you know, like I said, we can go on vacation with it. We can buy ourselves something really nice with it, you know?
The fuck out of you. I'm still not kissing a friend of yours.
I mean, you have before, you know?
Just hey, it was before you, all right? It was before you. And you knew about
pretty
it.
Pretty sure
so.
A few of them.
Same for you, too, my
I'm
darling,
teasing.
You know?
I'm teasing. Bet. This is lightening the mood, my love.
And I don't know. So I'm glad we brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, we're still undecided there. It's an undecided thing because we got two yes, two no's. So
John's on my level. He understands.
I just think, like, I don't know, it would be like.
I think in the back of my head, I always think, like.
If it was like a
like
peck,
her.
Like a, all right, but that's not going to be like that. That's not a kiss. It's like a kiss, like that guy's kissing her.
Yeah, they leaned in. It was like a, it was weird.
Well, I mean, how else do you kiss if you don't lean in?
No, you know, if it was like. When I tell you, when you watch it, like...
Did they go 90-10?
Oh.
What was so it, 50-50?
Really?
The
went
Hitch
in.
Reference.
It was 50-50?
She went in.
90-10 on her way.
It. I don't know. I sent it to you, too.
I saw it. I wouldn't do that again. Spam fear rights. Nope. Doug Fox. So, you know, I mean, you know me. Like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, they're going to peck and now I'm going to lose her. Like, I'd be like, they'll peck.
Yeah, you
she'll
also
come,
had
she'll,
sex with me in front of people.
I know. She'll come back to me, and we're $5,000 richer.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a peck. Bills. Like I said, as soon as there's open mouth, no, I'm not for it. The peck is where, that's it. Like, a peck for
yeah,
five
peck,
G's,
yeah,
cool.
I peck like...
Yeah.
You peck grandma, like,
but, like, if
parents?
It's mouth open, no. I'm not, there's, no. There's no money for that.
Well, my friend's mother-in-law kisses me when they say hi to her. She kisses me right on the lips all the time.
Next time, make him
like
real
it's
wet.
Like a, it's
yeah.
Bad.
Slip of the tongue next
and
time.
And then I always go.
Just test the waters. Just test
oh
the waters.
Oh, my God. I would
constantly, and I do it to his daughter.
Into the mic, buddy.
I said, what do you guys got me for Father's Day? I just
get
say it all the time. Yeah, I do it all the time. Every time she comes over, she kisses me.
You should do that.
Right on
her,
like,
try
right
to
on her lips.
Richie's mom.
And it's like
I don't even know if
it's
she's
not
single.
Like a quick. Oh, it's not like she's hit, but it's just weird. But and I just look at him, and I go, and she goes, what? And her daughter goes, what just happened? And I said, I don't know.
Your mom tried to make out with me.
What older
your
people
mom tried
do?
To make
I remember
out with
my grandparents were like that, too.
And I know for a long time.
See, none of my family members kissed on the mouth.
No.
Like, she goes,
it was
and it does, cheap. And it's long.
And,
I
have
she grabs your face,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have Italian
I think
family.
$5,000.
Where, like,
I'm just saying.
Where even my uncles, like, I go I in wanna, with my uncles, we kiss on the cheek, but there was never any mouth kissing in my family. Not even with my parents, like, the mouth kissing.
I don't want to tartish.
Like, maybe when I was really, really, really young, maybe. I don't recall, but it's possible because, like, when my kids were, like, babies and, like, you'd give them little kisses on the mouth, but it was, like, you know, normal. But then once they grew up a little older, I was like, no, it's just like, it's, I don't know. It gets weird. Like once they're older, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess you're right. When they're older, it's kind of like, I wouldn't kiss Anna on the mouth, but Valentina will come give me kisses sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why that is. Why?
And
like,
they're not fucking paying me. What's going on?
Yeah. No shit. Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a kid, but I don't think I've ever got. I'm trying to
what
think.
Like, what about
your niece?
When she was a
not
little baby.
Not on the
baby.
Mouth.
No, not like, even when she was a little
it,
baby.
Right?
Nothing.
No. 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 Like, cheeks and stuff, I don't do, like, right on a mouth. I'm sure that wasn't even a big deal at
like,
one point.
Like, who was
like,
it? Little Wayne and one of his rapper friends, the one that, like, raised him. They kissed on the mouth, and everyone was like, what the fuck? But, like, they're, like, family close, you know what I mean? So, to them, it was normal. But, like, you know, I don't know, like.
Well, some people think it's weird. Like, I had, when I was younger, I had to have a surgery, and I was healing, and my dad and mom were taking care of me. And my dad, when I was laying on my bed, came in my room and, like, laid behind, spooned me, and played with my hair until I fell asleep. I remember this because I was, like, so upset and crying, and he was just rubbing my hair. But now, like, I hear of people say it's weird when dads cuddle with their daughter. My dad never touched me inappropriately,
I know,
but he laid next to me. I mean, There was many times I had nightmares. He'd come in my bed, lay next to me till I fell back asleep. I never thought weird.
No, I don't think that's weird.
But now you can't do anything like that.
I wouldn't do it if it was my niece. I don't find that weird. I mean, it's your daughter.
That's, I mean, my mom,
I breastfed at like 32. We ran out of milk and she just put a titlin out.
Oh, shit.
I don't find that fucking weird. You know what? If you really think about anything, you could make a big deal about anything. Like, I never even, when she kissed me, like, I just
right,
fuck
ready,
around.
Check this out. We're watching Twilight Zone, right? Me and Lewis. And the Twilight Zone was made in the 50s. There was this boxer. It was this episode about this boxer. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. But there was this little kid. He lived in the same apartment building. And the little kid was up in the apartment with the boxer, right? Mm-hmm. Now, back in the 50s, like, yeah, I'm sure there was kid touchers and creeps like there are now. But it was normal for children to be alone with an adult and not everyone being like, what's going on
right,
there?
Right, right. Yeah.
Like, what now the fuck is that about?
Yeah.
And now, if an adult's alone with a kid that's not theirs, and it's like a weird situation like that, if that was the same situation today, a boxer has some random, like, 8-year-old boy in his apartment alone, everyone would be like,
well, what are they doing?
Something's up. Yeah. Like, something's, we need to get involved with this.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, no, he's just like, being
no,
nice,
right.
Like they're
you're
just
right.
being nice.
I
you
think
know?
A lot more people now are fucking nosy. A lot more people now, like back then, it was kind of just your house is your house.
Like me and Taylor, he had this old couple that lived across the street, the Murphys.
Yeah.
And we used to go across the street at like 7, 6, 7, 8 years old and go have like cookies and ice cream and shit. They were just nice old people.
Yeah.
And we would just go there, and you know, they just liked having, you know, young kids around. Like, they would never, like, creepy.
But there was a pre-existing relationship there, too, because they were
yeah.
your neighbors.
Yeah. But
if you're talking about, like, a random
no, yeah,
boxer
strangers,
having a random 8-year-old
no, they,
boy.
No, they lived in the same apartment
Michael
building.
Jackson.
You know, they,
yeah.
they've known, it
Michael
seems
Michael
like, because he's friends with the mother,
so if
too.
If it's, like, a neighbor situation and there's a pre-existing relationship with the parents,
no, but
who
like,
cares?
Yeah, but yeah. even still, like, today, like, I think, like, even
that's
if, like,
babysitting.
I just feel like there's a weirder stigma today where people are really quick to be like, that's not right. Like, no matter the situation,
yeah, I get what you're
like,
saying.
It's not right. Like, I don't care if they know him or not. Like, people are just creeps. Remember, that guy seemed like a normal guy.
When
and,
I was,
you know, like,
when I was younger, my grandmother lived in Astoria, and she had, like, a two family house. So, like, she lived downstairs, and then upstairs was, like, it was my grandfather, their best friends. They're like really like sisters, basically, and whatever. So I'd go over there. My grandfather was dead. So then I would go upstairs and hang out with the fucking. He was like my grandfather.
Yeah. Because you know,
I'd hang out
with
him all
the
fucking
probably.
Time. I was a kid. I mean, like, I was probably 5.
You know
yeah.
what
But like, nothing
it.
Was fucking.
You know what
now
ruined
people
it?
People would be like, oh, it's weird.
That episode of Different Strokes ruined everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They ruined everything.
Tarzan
take your shirt
and drank
off.
Wine.
Yeah. Yeah. Take your shirt off. You yeah.
He made me and pose like we're in a jungle playing Tarzan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they took me for bikes.
No.
Thankfully, they got there in time before Dudley was really yeah. damaged.
Oh, my God. Poor Dudley.
Oh, what an amazing episode that is.
Wine.
They were drinking wine.
That's right. He goes, you could taste it.
Watching so cartoons. What, Mr. Feeney? Mr.
No.
Feely?
No, no.
It was something
Mr.
like
Feely?
That. No, I'm serious. It was something like that. Like, he had, like, that type of name. But they were watching the mouse porno animated, like, you remember?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, look at the little mouse.
Yeah,
and then Arnold was like, why is he taking
yeah.
his clothes off?
You remember
yeah.
they would pull,
like, it's
they
okay.
would pull, they were playing Tarzan?
No.
Yeah.
yeah.
And he's like, and they did.
Taking pictures and shit, yeah.
So
I kind of feel weird.
Here we go. I'm looking it up right now.
I know. I have it on top of my
tongue. But the truth is, though, back then, people minded their fucking business. Like, my grandmother, she had, you know, 6 kids. My mom says, you know, my grandmother was very physically abusive. And
Mr. Horton.
Yeah, Horton.
Back then, it was fine to just smack the shit out of your kids. They're your fucking kids. They should learn to listen. And now, you spank your kid. And oh, you spank them?
Well,
oh, you call
but
sleep?
To be clear, CPS, you can spank your children.
Yeah.
Like, legally.
Yeah.
CPS can't take your kids away from... Just because
like,
of spanking.
Beating them, like even bruises and shit like that. That's the difference.
Yeah.
But if you just spank them, it's fine.
Well, discipline
yeah.
is fine.
But, like, back in the day, like, you get whipped with a belt and be like, hey, he probably deserved
Attention
it.
Cords,
he
yeah.
deserved What'd you do?
Shoes,
what did you do?
What
you
did
know?
You do?
There was no, like, oh, my God.
Anything
like,
that was in a capable of reach. A hanger.
Yeah.
A wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon. Italian household. Wooden spoons all day.
I time a full frozen turkey.
Really?
Yeah, she went right out of my head, my mother.
Feed 12 to, like, 15?
No, I was probably.
A big one?
I was probably. No, yeah.
Was a bigger
I
one?
Think I might have been, like,
John, into the mic.
I was, like, 17.
You see how like he pushes it to the side so it won't pick
he's
up on
him. He's making out a little bit. His tongue comes out.
It drives me crazy.
It reminds him too much of a dick in the face. He has to have
you, you see that Christmas? Can we get into this Christmas tree quick? That the rock wall tree that they actually think that's the tree.
Oh yeah, they don't realize that. Yeah, no, but then they add branches to it. They weave it out.
Yeah,
they weave it out.
People actually think that's the tree.
They put fake branches. There's no perfect tree like the Rockefeller. Every year they find a perfect tree. Like people don't realize.
That's exactly what I said. You can just go and get an 80-foot, 70-foot perfect. It sat on a truck
Isn't
for
that
4 days.
We got Canada.
No,
all of Canada.
Actually think
they got it from upstate.
Place,
it was like someone's front lawn. That
they
tree was on
the 2020 tree.
Yeah.
I saw that.
But when you
I
see it, watch. When it's all said and done, they like that fucking tree. It's going to
look
like the same way it looks
covered.
Every
it's
single year.
Now because they don't want you to see, it's covered now. Yeah. Past it. But they said they literally, you never really see a picture when they, that picture literally just, they put set it and took a picture.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, that's the tree. Oh my God, look at this tree. I can't, why put it up? I'm like, are you fucking, then I look up, you gotta go Google 2019 tree. Yeah. Same exact picture.
Yeah.
And then they show you the tree they pulled out, but people still don't believe that it's it. I hope you're right.
Well,
I'm fucking right. It says it right here.
Yeah. That's what the,
you never got a real tree before?
That's what the internet has done. Everyone just can't wait to just hate on shit. They just can't wait.
It's honestly annoying.
They cannot
wait. There's a lot of negativity. I don't even
it's
engage.
It's so much negativity.
I just shut it off. You say what you want. You want to stay there, stay there. I personally am like, whatever. I don't give a fuck about the tree. I'm not going to the city anyway.
Like,
whatever
it's bad.
They have,
like,
they have.
When I'm on three social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Instagram is just pictures. It's kind of a happy place for the most part. Twitter
is a cesspool.
It is, but sometimes, sometimes it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Facebook is nothing but nonsense and hatred and just propaganda. It is Facebook is by far the worst
I'm
form
gonna give
of
an
social
example.
Media.
I'm not really going to give an example, but I'm going to give an example. Okay, you hate the president. That's great. So he's gone, and you're still going to post stuff all day.
I know.
Every day, it's all ridiculous. Day, nonstop. You have a life? Like, is there anybody
the
have a
life?
The
same people who are like, you know, be tolerant. You know,
be patient.
Be better.
You
be
show
better.
More heat. On
be
that
better.
Facebook, than that president probably did in the whole time he was in terms.
They're never going to
like every
the president.
Day.
No one's ever going to be good enough that sits in that seat.
Every day.
I don't want that.
You're like,
job
oh my God. Post a picture of your kids or something. Get like something.
But
get
even
it
when
off.
When they do that, then you're picking on that too, John, all right?
No.
You guys are doing it wrong. You're supposed to post funny memes about your job and your shitty coworkers.
Yeah.
That's what mine's for.
Yeah.
That's it.
See, that's why I like Twitter because Twitter I is my favorite because it's quick. You're limited to X amount of letters, and you got to be smart with what you say. A lot of people aren't. I'm not giving people credit on Twitter for being smart. I'm saying if you're good at Twitter, you have to like think of it in the right way to get it out in those in that amount of characters and still be poignant and funny or whatever you're trying to get across.
Yeah.
I like the challenge of Twitter better than the other ones because you actually have to think on Twitter.
Yeah, you can't just do
I actually, the same people who think they can rule the world on Facebook that are politicians can't tell the difference between a real tree.
Well, the people that write,
like, that's the thing that's blowing my mind.
The people,
I'm just like, they're like, why do you keep bringing it up? And I said, because I'm literally mind blown how stupid people
are. So you hate Facebook so much, but you're on it. Like,
I know,
you
I'm not
really so much.
Talking about it anymore.
Like you literally, people will post everything, and John's just like, yeah, fuck you. You suck. Like, no matter what it is, he's like, right. That sucks.
Yeah,
like, everything
suck.
About it I'm sucks. Boring. You suck. Fuck you. Die. Yeah. You.
But sometimes John has some pretty good comebacks.
I don't do it anymore.
No, he makes
like
me laugh.
I don't even do it anymore because it's just. It's
dude,
just
and then the temptation of you this week. Oh, you. I was telling Richie before you got here. You were posting the pictures with your family, but there was younger boys in it. And I'm like, is he fucking like challenging us? I'm like, this mother. And I'm like, I left it. I'm like, it's his family. Don't make the jokes. Don't make the jokes.
It's my God.
But I'm looking at it going, I feel like he's fucking like poking us with it. You know what I mean? Like, because when he posted me and Richie are the first ones to be assholes in his comments.
I don't even ask because Richie will like something gay and I'll be like with like somebody, like a family member. And I'm like, I'm not
dude, that one about you being powerful and the blowjob, like that had, I was crying laughing where I was like, no, John's a power bottom.
Oh,
he really.
I don't get into it.
You and then John said something, and me and Richie are like, dude, you're ruining the romance. Like, we were being romantic, and now you're getting all crazy.
Oh, my God.
Because one time I posted a picture of, like, my great-grandfather. He's on a horse, and some dude wrote, like,
Sopranos?
No, like, yeah, like some saying, and my cousin's like, the fuck's that? Like, what the fuck is that? You're not going to answer him back? And I said, I don't even know the fucking guy.
Yeah.
See, that's why, like, but, like, I'm looking at the pictures going, so many things I want to say.
I said, oh, shit. The guy always jokes around. I said, the guy lives in fucking Arizona, dude. I never met him one time. He just jokes around. He didn't mean any, like, respect, disrespect. I said, holy shit. And I just fucking was like, I said, dude, I have to delete it.
Well, that's the problem with Facebook, too. You have all worlds. And intertwined into one. No, but not even that. But you'll have work friends. You have high school friends. Oh, you have family members.
Yeah,
you have everybody on. So, like, you'll have
aunt,
you'll have to step in and be like, yo, that's my aunt. Shut the fuck up and stop arguing with my aunt. Like, I've had that happen a couple times where I got to step in and be like, yeah, leave it alone. It's my fucking aunt. Just back off and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And 10 out of 10 times people respectfully do.
Right.
But there's that engagement of like, fuck, now like my family member's involved and now I have to step in. And like, it sucks doing that. And,
I,
you know.
I only have Instagram for my hair and then I have Twitter for, you know, the podcast. But my Twitter is 99.9% dicks. I just get dicks all day.
I can't even go on. I can't even keep up with it. That's why I don't even bother.
I can't.
Get
a friend request, and it's like, Ye Young Ying, and it's a fucking huge dick.
Yeah, the profile. The profile picture's a dick.
Now he's following me.
Yeah.
My day just got better.
Yeah.
Like, do they think, actually, I'm going to look and go, oh, you know what, Rock? It's not working out. Like, I gotta look at this guy's dick now.
It's constant.
So, it is constant, but the dick's pics have stopped then
it's
since
like,
he started showing everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it started going, I didn't comment on people's stuff, and they're like,
what,
you mad
like
at me?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm going, what?
Because they're so used to living that
way. I said, bro, I don't even have it on my phone anymore because it's just like, I said, I don't even pay attention when I'm scrolling through half the time. I'm like, it's no disrespect.
Like, even my
so
likes.
I'm like liking
personal.
A picture. I
don't, I don't like giving out my likes all willy-nilly. Like, people are just,
you gotta be a little,
you know,
more selective about it.
Yeah. Yeah, earn that shit. And I'm not giving you a like just because I know you. Fuck that.
It's like, that's the same picture of your kids six times. You're not getting a like on all of them. You get one.
You get one.
Looks like an alien in the other five.
And now
five,
for the next 3 months,
it.
Because you did that, I'm not liking any of them.
Then it goes to like, now their kids' pics. I don't mind kid pics, like, but it's like the first day of school is like 3,000 a day from people.
Yeah.
Then it goes to Facebook.
John, because, you know, you're friends with people that are all parents.
Even my friends that are
into the mic, bud. Into the mic.
Unfollow them. They're like, it's so much, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know what to do. Like, I know my whole life. It's so fucking
annoying.
That's
the best part about Facebook is that you could secretly unfollow them, and they have no idea.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
My favorite.
I do it all the time too. Yeah.
Before he even wakes up, it'll be like people you may know. I'm like, I don't know that bitch. No.
People that we're friends with.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
they
become like, whether it's their whole feed is just their bullshit, and I'm like, oh, it's time to say goodbye to you.
Yeah.
We're still friends. You think we're still friends, but on my feed,
you don't
exist.
I honestly feel like if I do that, I feel like they win. So now I usually write really stupid comments till they like
delete me.
Yeah.
But now I just started, and I feel like weak now because I just delete people.
That's
after the
weak.
President thing, I can't stand it.
It's smart. Fuck that.
I don't even stick up. I just don't want to see it all day. I just keep on deleting people.
Well, it's this weird obsessive behavior people have with
it.
It's like a sports team. It's like a Giants fan.
I just keep scrolling. I don't care.
Yeah. But my favorite is the people that will write their fucking... their memoirs on there. And it's like, you think I'm reading this nonsense? Yeah. Bye. Like, you wasted a whole bunch of time.
I honestly feel weird.
If it says more, I'm like, not for me.
I always say this. I always feel like it's odd that people go, happy 90th birthday to my grandpa in heaven.
In heaven, yeah.
So I said, and then I write, is he on Facebook?
No, that's that look at me post. That's that I need some attention right now post. That's what that is. Like, I'm sorry your grandfather's dead, but you posting something, now all you're doing is people going, my grandfather. And then my favorite person is, my grandfather died too, and tries to take the attention now from them to them. And it's like, oh, yeah.
This dude wrote, when Eddie Guerrero, like, he wrote, happy, whatever, 10th anniversary to Eddie Guerrero. I said, is he still on Facebook? And the guy just told me.
If he's talking to you, you got more than one
bar. Actually, while you're here, what an awful send-off, huh?
What? Oh, dude.
Was that not the worst thing ever?
Did I watch it last night?
Why was Kane the only one dressed up in wrestling gear?
I think he's not done.
Like, did they rib him? Like, what was that? Were they like, yo, dress up in your gear, and then everyone else is in suits?
Then I read Russo.
We're talking about The Undertaker. After 30 years, he's finally retired, and they had this moment for him on Survivor Series on Sunday. But they like brought out, I'm not kidding, like 20 people. They keep calling people out, ex-wrestlers. And then They call out Kane. Kane comes out. He's in the Kane outfit. No one else is in their wrestling gear. Like, everyone else is in suits or, like, their right. normal shit. And I'm like, why is he? That's weird. And then they show this package. They go back to the ring, and they're all gone. So I'm like, why the fuck did they come out there to begin with? Like, what were they there for? It's not like he came out and they were like, hey, way to go, high five. Like, they came out. It was like, we're friends with him. All right, get the fuck out of the ring. And that's it. Like, apparently we're supposed to now go, oh, those are his best friends.
I'll tell you what. I like how he just broke. I like how he's himself. I get it. I love the interviews when he's like himself.
The Stone Cold thing was great. I liked that. It.
But yeah. I was watching him eating wings when I, on the take. He did the hot wings.
Now he's doing cameo, though. And you know what? He's doing cameo.
Next thing you know, you're going to want wings up your
ass. And I don't like that because Vince is all, everyone can't do their twitching and they can't do this. But Undertaker now can charge a G each cameo.
I know.
And like as the Undertaker, he's supposed to be this leader of the wrestlers, this great defender. He should be the one going, dude, if I'm allowed to do this, let them fucking do their
everybody
shit.
Everybody should do it.
You know what I mean? Like I think that's scumbag on all parts. I think it's shitty on Vince's and Undertaker's part. But yeah, that send-off is god-awful.
Yeah, the whole
for someone who gave 30 years his whole life to a company, never went to the other team, and his send-off was a bunch of LED screens.
I had it on my phone. I was in Northport. I left Northport and drove home, and he was still walking to the ring. Okay. He was still drinking to the ring.
All right. But yeah, I was like, they should have waited till fans could be there somewhat.
I think
like
so
the fact
too.
That there was no fans, it really made
why
it.
Why didn't they just
seem
make
like
him
nothing.
Come out and like have like choke slam?
They shouldn't have done nothing. Or what they should have done is had the Fiend come out and fuck it up and set up that Mania match. That's what they should have done. No, he's done.
Yeah. I don't know.
Then why do that whole thing for him not to be done?
They did it with fucking.
It was shit.
Michaels
into the mic, please.
They did it with Michaels and shit.
Like, it was, yeah, but Michaels was done. They asked him to do the Saudi thing, and that's all he ever did.
Yeah, but he can come back.
And he was the only thing worth watching in that match, if we're being honest.
He honestly could come back as fucking
the badass or whatever. Yeah, but I think he's done. But, like, I've been watching it, and I'm going, wow, this is not the send-off he deserves.
I think most people thought it was bad.
I don't think anyone thought it was good. I can't imagine anyone thought that was good. It was terrible. The only good thing was the Paul Bearer hologram.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was the only good part about it. Everything else, I was, like, scratching my head going, I can't believe
and it's
this is his send-off. This is the ending of the Boneyard match was better with him on the bike. That lasting image would have been better.
He's burying himself? I don't even know. It was just
it was awful. It was awful.
He was not really good with words anyway, like doing this, because he really didn't say much.
Well, that's why he had, you know, people talk for him, you know, for the most part. And then even when he was the badass, that's when he kind of spoke. But then when he went back to take it, it was quick, rest in peace,
I thought it was
going back to the regular
I thought
shit.
The whole pay-per-view was bad. I watched
I didn't think I thought Roman and Drew were good. I knew Roman was going over. I knew that for a million
percent. And he knew he wasn't going to pin him clean.
Yeah, but I knew he was going over. I like the Raw match that they all fucking beat the shit out of the SmackDown guys. I like that Rollins.
I don't even why they do that, though.
I don't know. I like that Rollins fucking just took one to the face. I thought some of the matches were good.
It's just not. I like the old days when they did it. Like,
what's their faces was really good. The New Day and
I heard that was
New
good.
Day 2.0. That was a good match. It wasn't bad. It wasn't, you know, it's cool to hate on them now. So, like, there's a lot of people just hating on them just to hate on them. And because there's another company they can back. But I look at that other show and I'm like, it's not bad, but it's not good either.
Well, it's like, I actually watched their last pay-per-view and I thought it was really good.
Yeah, but there's nothing getting the attention of anybody other than the people already watching it.
It is like, they don't have like,
and they're not doing anything. They're doing everything that they said they wouldn't. And they're not doing anything different. And it's just, all right, interchangeable people. And there's no superstars there.
No,
there's not.
They need like one.
Moxley's not a superstar. I can't stand him. I think he sucks.
They just need one big meme guy. They really do.
But the problem is, once you do that, now it's like, oh, he's an ex WWE guy.
But they can't. You can't. I don't really think like that because, like, I don't. That's not my. I just think like you could say that, like, oh, there's an old. They could say the Undertaker and Flair was an old WCW guy. That just makes no sense to me. And I'm grabbing guys. It's like, all right, well, who cares? It's an opportunity for them to do something with those guys. You know, I don't see, like, I don't even do the comparison of, oh, this is better than that. I mean, it's just two different two different worlds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just different.
I don't like their style.
The other shit's more like entertaining. I'm not into it. WWE is just too much of a kid show.
No, but I feel like every match is the same in AEW. I don't feel like there's any... I feel like it's, all right, there's a fucking Canadian Destroyer. There's a super kick. There's a dive over the rope.
Well, I don't like those spots.
There's a kick out of eight finishers. You know what I mean? Like, there's too much going on. And, like, I've said it on here, and I'll say it again. Like, you watch old stuff, Austin, Rock, Flair, Hogan, Taker. You watch all the greats. They were working the crowd.
Yeah.
They weren't working themselves.
Right.
They weren't high spot after high spot. There was emotion, investment into the crowd. They would talk to the crowd.
Yeah.
They would get. And I know there's no crowd right now, so they can't do that. I get that.
Yeah.
So maybe once that happens, we can get, you know, a better feel.
Because
this company started basically... They were 6 months in and crowds were gone.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you can't really fault them right now. They're doing the best they can. And I'm not saying the show's bad. I'm just saying it's just there. They're not doing anything to really grab my attention. I watch it because I'm a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And I just like to watch wrestling.
Yeah.
But I fast forward through most of it.
My problem is, which is good, I don't find it bad. Like, they try to push the young guys. And you don't know who the fuck they are.
They're all young guys. That's the thing. The only guy that's there... That isn't as Moxley and Jericho that are, like, you know, somewhat older and experienced.
The other guys, last week somebody's complaining, the Young Bucks win against this new tag team. And I'm like, yeah, dude, those guys just debuted on, like, their main show.
Yeah, but
and
you
they
know
got
what
an
it is?
Angle
it's a bad
it.
Look because they're not even, they're a year into the show. And, you know, Cody was burying everybody. Now he lost the belt to Darby Allin. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. But, you know, now the Bucks have the belt. Omega looks like he's going to get the belt. Cody had that belt. It's like, it looks like you made this company just to put yourselves over. You know what I mean? Like, they spent the first year going, all right, we can't go over immediately.
I thought that would have been a better way of going, but it wouldn't because then you're just like,
now you're all bad guys and everybody hates you. You can't have that either. But that's the angle now they're all doing. Now they're all working as bad guys. You know what I mean? And, like, you sit there and you go, all right, I get it that you couldn't immediately put yourself over, but you, like, you still didn't wait long enough. Like, you should have had Darby Allin as that TNT guy or, you know, even Brian Cage as the TNT guy. Jungle Boy. Jungle Boy is great. He needs to lose that gimmick.
I know.
That kid is great. He needs to bulk up just a little bit. He's a little small. If he bulked up a little bit, that kid, his athleticism and his creativity, he's fucking great.
And
that
I like,
kid.
And I'm into Darby Allin too.
Darby Allin, I like.
And I'm not a favorite. I don't like.
He's a moron though. His career ain't gonna last.
No,
he's
nuts.
An idiot.
I never was a big fan of Cody's, but he's pretty decent.
Like people don't realize, like watching that Austin Undertaker thing, they made a great point. Mick Foley had the body to do that shit.
Yeah, they don't.
Had the impact. He could brace for the impact and take some of it with his weight and take some of it with the flab he had. And he's been doing it since he's a kid. Darby Allin is all skin and bones. When you land wrong, you're landing on your bones.
That's like
Hardy. Where Mick was landing on a cushion somewhat. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, he's dead.
Like Darby Allin, but... Hardy again. He's doing dives, safe jumps off of ladders.
Yeah,
the flips. They look dangerous, but they're safe. What Darby Allin is doing is dumb shit.
Yeah.
Power bomb in a body bag. You can't even see where you are.
I know. I don't know how that guy's. I think he's good. I think the other guy's good.
I think he's entertaining.
The guy puts his hands in his pocket.
But also, being a fan of the 80s, like, I want my wrestlers to be monsters. Not everybody has to be a monster.
See, I like...
Not everybody,
I'm not going to say because I favor Taz, but, like, I like that whole... What they did... I like that whole stable of guys. I think Cage is good, but he just... I don't know.
I like Ricky Starks, too.
I think he's good.
I like Ricky Starks. They got good people.
And
they just don't know what to do
got.
With them. And that's the problem, too. It's kind of like... Like ECW, that's more what they're like than WCW. Everyone calls them WCW 2.0.
Yeah.
They're more like ECW in the fact that they go, all right, this is your guy. Now go out there and do what you do. We're going to let you be you. And that's great, but there comes a time where you got to reel it in and start creating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's no creating going on. It's just every week it's just random.
Yeah.
We're going to throw shit at the wall and let them do – not even throw shit at the wall. We're going to let them decide whatever the fuck is going on and just here's the outcome. Get to the outcome. And I love that. That's fine. But WWEF was never that way.
No.
There was somewhat of a structure, and yeah. I think you need that.
Yeah.
And for everyone, it's like, it's great they let them go off script. Agree. And WWE should start doing that again. Let some of these guys get away
from
the script a little
bit. I think them, you, any guy in ECW that's talking is great. Like I said, Taz, for me, I like that whole angle.
See, they're not all great. See, you only remember the good parts. Go back and watch full ECW shows. There's a lot of garbage in it. A lot of garbage in it. We only got to see the highlights.
Yeah,
when we watch it on MSG, it was a constant highlight reel of the best of, pretty much.
But I'm saying, like, guys like that, like, I think who Dream was always good on whichever one's good.
Dreamer,
Douglas
Raven,
good. Douglas
Raven
was good. Like I said,
Dudleys.
Like they
but,
had.
But Paul also gave them direction.
Yeah.
Like these guys, I don't think they're getting any direction.
Yeah.
I think they're giving them too much freedom, and that's a problem. Like when you have a guy just going, "All right, here's the finish. Just get to the finish. Everything else is on you." There's a problem there.
Yeah, because they're too young to understand how it works.
Well, they all think they know how it works, though, and that's the thing. They're all still green. They're all coming from indie things. They've never worked on a big show, and they don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm sure Vince and all them are sitting back on, this isn't going to work, because they don't understand it. Like, Cody has a wrestling mind, but not the one he needs to make this company successful. Because if you're going to sit there and try to tell me that Cody Rhodes has a better wrestling mind than someone like Jeff Jarrett, you're crazy. Jarrett came up in the business also. And Jarrett had experience before he started TNA. He was 40 years old. Cody's barely 30, and he's running this company, and he thinks he's going to be his dad. And it's like, dude, you don't know, because you're a pissed off kid.
Yeah.
You're a pissed off kid because you feel like you got fucked over at the big show, and you're a pissed off kid who's out for revenge. And your mind isn't clear. When you're out for revenge and you're looking at one direction, like Bischoff did, eventually it's going to fuck up
on
you.
Did you see when he said that if they were up for doing into promotion thing with WWE, they would do it?
Of course they would.
Fucking insane.
Because that would make that would be huge for them. It wouldn't help WWE, though.
WWE is always, it's built more for, it's at this point, it's a
It
kid
always
show.
Has been.
I know,
except
but
for
it's,
those 3 years with the Attitude
sometimes
Era.
Sometimes it's just like.
Like people forget, the Attitude Era was a small window from 97 to 2001. And even by 2001, it was starting to get softer.
Yeah.
So, like, you had a 3 to 4 year window of chaos, and then 50 years of kid shit.
They did something I can't know a couple weeks ago, and then, you know, people said they wanted Edge here. They did something, and people were complaining. And I'm like, you want to have like the Attitude Era back, and you're complaining about.
And
I don't remember what the fuck
I listen to these AEW fans, and they act like it's the second coming of WWE. And
no,
I'm like, dude,
it's not even close.
You look at they brag about winning every week. I go, great, you won, but your numbers are still the same.
Yeah,
you haven't gained any audience. It's always between 700,000 and 800,000. So every week for fucking 52 weeks, it's been 700,000 to 800,000, and you haven't gained any new audience in a year. You're not doing good.
I think NXT is better than like Raw. I
just
think
can't get into NXT.
To me, it's just like it now. Like I like the Wyatt thing. I think it's great, but then I think Bliss ruined it to me.
No,
just,
I think she's awesome.
I think it's just too much.
No, dude,
I think she's just too much. She's
look
corny.
At it from a different view, bro. She is great.
I just think she's like corny.
No, dude, I'm telling you, that angle. I love what they're
it's
doing.
It's too
with
much
her.
With her. I think
because
that's what I think.
Because they need to build her character.
Like,
his character is established. They need to get her character to where they're going. You know what I mean?
I
can't wait to see the other flip side of what they're doing with this, because there's going to be a fiend version for her, right? There's got to be.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I think that guy's brilliant. I mean, if he writes all that stuff, which I think he does.
He's got to have a heavy hand in it. I mean, I would think.
Because some of that shit is like.
And that's why you only see him every, like, month.
Some of that shit is.
They do not water him down. They don't shove him down your throat. They're doing it smart. They're doing a slow burn with him. And Tina, my youngest daughter, she loves it. But every week, she gets a glimpse of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he doesn't wrestle often. Yeah. He'll have a match every 4 months. And it drives her crazy. And I explain to her, I go, baby, that's the build. I go,
wear him out.
Because you got to remember, when Hogan was at top in the 80s, he didn't wrestle every Saturday morning.
Wow.
He would only wrestle every 2 or 3 months.
Well, you remember that? Do you remember when they walked by? She walked by Reigns, and then he was walking out, and he looked at him for a second. Like I don't know. It was a couple weeks ago, right after he lost. He beat him, right?
Who?
He beat him for that belt, right? Reigns?
Well, it was a three-way,
right?
Remember?
Yeah. After that, like the two Monday Nights Raw, he came out. He was walking back. She came out, and she looked, and that was like a signet, like that he didn't forget about. She didn't forget about.
But like, I like
he
how
he was
even
looking
with his,
through her eyes, saying like they didn't.
Like now he's
about
going
it
after Randy, and it's like, remember what you did to me years ago, and it's like, oh, this is coming full circle. Cool.
Yeah, I think one's
like,
great now.
Like, and that's my point with AEW. Like, they can't pull something like that off because, for one, they don't have the amount of time that WWE does.
Right.
But it's like they're running in circles. And they don't know where the finish line is. Like, they keep building things and then dropping it. And then building things and then dropping
too,
it.
Too many turns.
Like, and then they build up monsters. And then their first match, they bury them.
Yeah.
They did it with Cage. They did it with the guy that Jake the Snake's with.
Yeah. He's good.
That guy's good. I forget his name. But they did it with a few people where they build these guys up to be monsters. And then their first match or second match, they fucking lose. And it's like, you just ruined the mystique. They're dead already. Now they're just another guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, why the fuck did you build him up just to make him another guy? To make Cody look better?
Yeah.
Cody doesn't need to look better. Because Cody's always going to be the top guy. We know that.
I said it's two people compared. There's no comparison.
They're never, not until they're $1 billion.
You can't go by me because I used to watch Spanish wrestling. I like wrestling, so I used to just watch it and didn't even know what the fuck I was watching.
I'm the same way. Like,
you know
I can't watch TNA.
I don't sit
TNA's
there and go,
unwatchable.
This sucks. It's better than this. I don't say no. That's two different things I'm watching.
TNA is unwatchable, but I'll watch AEW. I'll peek in at NXT.
TNA, they did this thing that,
the
like,
the shooting. I hung it up. I was like, I can't. This is stupid.
No, they're doing a thing like, they're saying it, we're bringing in somebody phenomenal. They keep saying it.
Yeah, well, he's not going anywhere.
No, it's fucking, it's going to be Hornswoggle dressed up like fucking AJ Styles.
AJ will retire at WWE, guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Vince and him love each other, it seems like. And Vince realizes what he's got with him. Like, there's no one better than AJ Styles.
No, everybody says it.
Yeah, that's why Taker even said, he's like, I was done. And then AJ called me, I was like, fuck, I got to work with this guy.
I think they just look like they're having a real good time at AEW. That's it. The other guys just look like it's like,
look like they're having fun. Like, I feel like a lot of the other people are just there and they're like, hey, at least we're on TV. But they're getting treated like shit. Like Jericho was in WCW back then. How he was pissed off. I feel like there's a lot of
guys. I don't know why they
sign
guys like the Matt Sandel. Like, why are they signing?
And they make a big deal out of it.
I know. And they spoil it.
It's like no one cares about him.
I like when people just come out. I don't like when they announce, oh, we signed.
And I don't care what anybody says. Kenny Omega does not appeal to me at all. I don't know what it is that people see in him.
He's good in the ring, but he can't talk.
There's a lot of people good in the ring.
I know.
Like, give me something
else. You can't even go by that anymore.
Like, you can't be just one thing.
No.
And in Japan, you can be, because he didn't speak the language, so he was there, and he did his thing.
That's what I'm
gonna say. The Bullet Club was cool.
Some places are different. Like I said, WWE is different than anywhere else.
United States, you need everything. And, like, yeah, Benoit was great in the ring. Would I say he's one of the best of all time? No, because he was only good in the ring.
Yeah.
You
Guerrero, I think I watched stuff. Guerrero,
Bret Hart.
No,
I will never put him on one of the best of all time, because in ring, great. Everywhere else, boring.
Stale.
Shawn Michaels, why is he the greatest? Because he could talk. He can make you hate him. He can make you love him, and he's the best in the ring.
I think
AJ Styles can talk on the mic, and he's the best in the ring.
I think I watch Eddie Guerrero stuff now, and I think that guy was really good.
And honestly, he's amazing. And honestly, if you could just talk, you can be one of the best.
Well, look at Macho,
because
man.
Because Macho, Flair.
Yeah.
Flair had 5 moves his entire career.
Yeah.
5 moves. He's the GOAT. Everyone says he's the GOAT. And I'll agree. I think it's Hogan. He was a bigger draw. They had similar in-ring styles. Everyone's like, and I think Hogan was just on par on Mike, except they were different.
Yeah, yeah.
Different spectrums of the rainbow.
Yeah, yeah,
Hogan was a face. And to
yeah.
me, it's harder to get over as a face.
Yeah.
It's easy to get over.
Yeah.
To make people hate
you
is easy. It's easy. So Flair, that's why I always look, and I'm like, I get people's hatred for Hogan. I get it. It's the cool thing to say Flair. But Hogan's a bigger draw. He did it as a face and a heel.
Yeah.
Okay?
He did it twice and made
and
more money.
And in ring, watches Japan shit. He's better in ring than Flair was.
I know. I agree with you.
So, like, I'm like, I get the Flair's dick-sucking contest everyone wants to do, but all reality, he's not more over than Hogan. He's not.
I don't think so either.
Could Flair and Goldberg sell out 60,000 in 3 days?
No.
You get what I'm saying? Can Flair and Andre the Giant sell out 90,000?
No.
No.
Well, no.
Flair and Goldberg is not a match. No. It's not, even with Flair with the title, it's a who gives a shit. We'll put it in 20,000 arena. They did the Georgia Dome in 3 days. Why? Because Hulk Hogan's on the other end of that card. Yeah. That's why.
The Hogan made more money for them in the both businesses. So, I mean, that's where
Hulk
it really
Hogan
matters.
Made the business.
I'm saying.
He made the business. He's Michael Jordan. There was wrestling before Hulk Hogan.
No, I agree with you.
And there was wrestling after.
I don't even. I think him and Austin are two great.
If Hulk Hogan
wrestlers.
Never existed and it was only Ric Flair, wrestling would not be at the level it is right now. Ric Flair would be a guy that some people might know. That some people might know.
Wouldn't you put Austin and Hogan before Flair?
Absolutely.
That's what I mean, too.
Absolutely. I put Austin probably over Hogan.
I said pretty close.
I don't think I can because he had such a short run. His run was a few years, if that.
Yeah.
Like 97
and 99. I said the same thing. I said pretty close.
And then the injuries caught up. If he had a good run, possibly.
Yeah.
But they didn't know what to do with Stone Cold after a few years.
Yeah.
Once he started doing that other shit, it was not good.
No.
When it wasn't
bad.
Good. Yeah, it wasn't good.
He even says it.
And that's my point. Hogan was a babyface selling out motherfucker for 10 years in WWF.
Yeah.
Then WCW gets eyes on them. They shit the bed. He goes, I got it. I'll be bad guy.
Yeah.
Changes the game again.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the NWO, we wouldn't have Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I agree. I said I think Flair and Hogan. I mean, Hogan and Austin, two best. Biggest money making. I don't even think The Rock. I wouldn't even put The Rock up there.
Let's see what some of these people are saying. Enzo Amore. If you want to ban me, or just disagree, we got our own opinion. Shit, man, you're about 20 years behind then. I'll be pulling for. Hold on. Cody is shit and his wife is. No one's banning anybody. Don't ban anybody. I don't even know what's going on in there, but just everybody. Everybody love everybody. But, all right, let's end it there. We'll end it on the wrestling talk. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. That's it for us. John, thanks for coming in, pal. We
Happy Thanksgiving.
You, check us out on russosbrand.com. There's a whole bunch of new shows every single week. It's only $3.95 a month. So go to russosbrand.com right now and subscribe. OP Radio. Go to opradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to the OP Radio podcast. StamenGames.com. Go to Stamen Games and place your free prop bets. You can win real gift card, cash, prizes, memorabilia, and all sorts of stuff, and it's absolutely free. And that's it. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.